are putting the nitrous oxide into the NASCARs. Fire shooting out of them tailpipes. We're going from 1,500 horsepower to 2,500. Boom! Gonna break the sound barrier. And if you think having the biggest show ever in English-speaking media, which I had for at least 3 years, was big, nothing is going to stop everything that's coming. It's like atomic testing, waking up Godzilla. That's what they've done. That which does not kill me only makes me stronger. So, I'm Godzilla, and your ass is Tokyo. Politically, lovingly, non-violently.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, June 25th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we have another incredible extravaganza lined up for you today.
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Rumble.com.
Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Stand by. Target, tyranny, maximum firepower. Fire at will. Surrender? We have not yet begun to fight. All right, Palm Beach Pete, everybody's saying is Jeffrey Epstein. I don't think he is. But something over-the-top insane happened yesterday. The Election Commission, I have the letter, it's confirmed, it's in the Florida News, said, we have reviewed the test and we're not allowing it to be released and we've seized it and we recommend that Palm Beach Pete, real name Peter Bart Simel, drop out of the mayoral race in Palm Beach. Nah, it's not really our top story, but it's the most bizarre one. That's coming up. Mike Lindell, totally vindicated. Dominion Voting Systems drops their lawsuit against him. He's been defaulted in Smartmatic, so he didn't get a fair trial, but they're in trouble. They've been indicted now for election fraud. It's incredible. He's co-hosting with me in the fourth hour. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, the original pioneer exposing the poison shots and what they were doing, causing autism with big new developments, and more on this live Thursday transmission. But obviously, the top story is this, and I'm not going to be alarmist, but I do study tectonic activities, the Ring of Fire. I find it very fascinating, our very changing world, hurtling through space, orbiting this beautiful standard yellow sun on the spiral arm, two-thirds of the way out of the Milky Way galaxy. But two megaquakes, one of them the biggest ever recorded since they've been doing it with seismographs over 100 years in South America, devastated large areas of Venezuela. They don't know the death toll, the injured's in the thousands, hundreds dead already, but they're not. It's going to be much higher, obviously. Major buildings collapsing in on themselves like Godzilla attacked. And even before I searched this morning, I knew what I would see in the news, because it's actually true. Seismologists have been warning that California is way overdue for a megaquake. For over a decade, it's been due, if you follow the trends. And so we'll be getting to that also. Yellowstone's been doing a lot of weird stuff. Old Faithful, for more than a decade, has not been Old Faithful on time like it's supposed to be most of the time. Used to always... the boiling water would shoot out as a geyser right to the minute. Doesn't really do that anymore most of the time. The mega volcano caldera is sinking. The entire park is basically the cone of the volcano. Last time that blew up, it covered the entire North America in feet of ash. Make Mount St. Helens look like a pop gun compared to a howitzer. It's all coming up today. Start your engines, Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and Rumble. Rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Another world.
Another time. In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder.
Got news for you. You're in the age of wonder.
Another world. Another time. His land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we have a massive transmission, fully loaded, busy news day, important news day, every day is, but this is particularly huge, what we've got. The biggest earthquake in history hit Venezuela, then another massive one that was almost a record level, right below it, hit twin earthquakes. There have been six gigantic earthquakes around the world in the last 24 hours. When you look at footage out of the major cities that were hit, it is just devastating. They had earthquakes in California, big ones, earthquakes in Japan, earthquakes in Venezuela and other areas, all associated with the plate tectonics and the ring of fire. California, according to all major seismologists and people that study the geology of the tectonic plates, is way overdue for a massive 7-plus earthquake in and around San Francisco, Los Angeles, the whole area with the San Andreas Fault, where those two big plates come into each other. And, of course, California hit with a 5.6 earthquake, rattles Northern California, some injuries reported, thousands lose power, a lot of building damage. And you have to understand, on a Richter scale, every time you go up, it's a logarithmic exponential doubling. So the difference between the 7.2 and 7.5s that hit Venezuela and a 5.6 is still a big earthquake is just two different worlds. Scientists have been warning of a 7 to an 8 magnitude being overdue for at least a decade in California. And there's nothing humans can do about that, though. The Secretary of Defense in 1997, and they admit a lot of this is going on, but it's classified, said that not just our government, other governments, and even non-state actors have tectonic weapons, earthquake weapons. I'm not saying this was an earthquake weapon because this happens long before we had such things. But it is something that people should be definitely aware of. There's weather weapons. There is so much more. Two powerful quakes hit Venezuela, killing at least 164 people, injuring nearly 1,000. It's obviously going to be a lot higher numbers as they dig into the rubble. California earthquake sparked San Andreas Fault fears as locals left shaken. Tremor hit about 8:10 a.m. Northern California. Venezuela updates chaos and fear after deadly earthquakes. Buildings in Caracas collapse. That's the capital after powerful back-to-back magnitude 7.2, 7.5 earthquake strikes. Obviously, need to support those folks as much as we can with aid and more. They're in a better position economically after the U.S. did turn their oil supplies back on, started shipping it and buying it. But we do have a responsibility now that we basically run that country to help those people, particularly more than anyone else would. You take it over. You own it. It means take care of it. Magnitude 5.6 earthquake rattles Northern California. Some injuries reported. A shake alert notification went off on many people's phones, alerting them to the magnitude 6.0 tremor. So they're now upgrading it near Wilts at 8 a.m. As of 8:16, USGS, U.S. Geological Survey, downgraded the strength to 5.6, about 6.8 miles north of Redwood Valley. According to USGS, the quake had a depth of about 5 miles. Also in Hawaii, Kilauea, volcano eruption spawns a volnando, a vortex of volcanic ash and rock was spotted during a recent eruption. So the Earth is definitely getting a little more agitated. We will be tracking that. New earthquake study finds San Andreas Fault is primed for a big quake. That's what the U.S. Geological Survey is saying. And who knows when that's going to hit. California fault lines reach highest stress in 1,000 years as experts warn of mega quake risk. And that's from the USGS. We will continue to track this as it all unfolds. Here are some of the Richter scale maps from Venezuela. Around almost 40% of the country was shaken, with the epicenter, thank God, out in a more rural area. Caracas, hundreds of miles away, still hit by what you would call a moderate quake, knocking down skyscrapers and tumbling thousands of buildings. So imagine if the dark red area, very strong, severe, would have hit, there wouldn't be a building standing. You'd have tens of thousands dead, hundreds of thousands dead. So just a moderate causing massive devastation. That was the 7.2. The 7.5 hit about a minute later and was even more powerful, and that's what really screwed up Caracas, because some of it rattled down the coastline and did hit part of Caracas with a strong quake, not a very strong, a severe, would topple basically even earthquake-resistant buildings. And they don't really have those there yet. So there you go, folks. Big news. We will continue to track that as this information unfolds. A lot of damage in Valencia as well. That was a lot closer to the epicenter. Again, we will track that here today with the latest developments for you. Now, let me tell you what we got here. It's very paradoxical for me because, again, I get very upset when Trump does bad things, but I'm also still thankful he's there and not the Democrats. It's just sad to see him not operating at his full potential and handing the Democrats so many political footballs to use in the midterms. Like the Iran war, which he now knows is a big mistake. But the Supreme Court has come out on 4 different huge issues in 3 different big rulings and said what we already knew if you follow the Constitution. By the way, I happen to have the Constitution. I have former federal rulings here on this. But the president, 100% if you're not a citizen, you don't get habeas corpus. And if a immigration court says that you're here illegally, then that's the final court. Bye-bye. Supreme Court said Trump's been right and that ICE hasn't been involved in tyranny and these courts haven't been involved in tyranny. When you hear the left going, where's your warrant to come in this house? Where's your warrant when you're arresting somebody at a red light? All you need is that the person has been identified because of a face scan, a thumbprint previously. They were given a driver's license illegally by the state, or they've been arrested or deported before, or they've got their ID, and they're a person, and they match it, and they're an illegal alien, and there's a deportation order. Bye-bye. And I don't dislike all these people. Some of them are hardworking and nice. The Democrats got rid of the law. They ignored it. They flooded us with replacement migration, and it's a weapon to get more apportionment for Democrats in Congress to get more blue seats, which they admit they're doing, and they also have them vote locally and even in national elections, and so they're being used as a weapon. I've said it many times. I love water. I love to take a shower in it. I love to swim in it. I love to drink it. But I wouldn't want to live under the Hoover Dam and have it get blown up by, you know, a nuke or something, and and then billions of gallons of water come down at 100 miles an hour and kill me. So I don't want to be hit in a flood and drowned by water. So I feel so sorry for a lot of these third world people that are here. A lot of them under the lockdowns. That's why most of that big flood came up here, couldn't have jobs. They were starving to death. A lot of them are very nice, but they're a weapon. And they also bring in all these criminals who are above the law, and the Democrat judges let them go. So you just have to enforce the law. They enforce the law in Mexico. You go down there as illegal alien in Mexico, they give you, when you fly into Cancun, they say, where are you staying? How long? A few times. I've stayed an extra day. And when you get to the airport, they pull you aside. Or they'll call the hotel. And the hotel call says, hey, customs calling. This is like a 5-6 hours after you're supposed to fly out. And they're calling. And you got to call them, and they start threatening you. Because it's their country. That's Mexico, folks. So it's just amazing. But the Supreme Court also said, you don't just come here and declare yourself to be someone fleeing persecution as a refugee, and then no hearing, no nothing, you just get let in. They upheld that's garbage, that Trump has been, you know, saying it's garbage, and a bunch of other stuff. Four big things. So Supreme Court lets Trump end deportation protection for Haitians and Syrians. In general, the court also ruled that no, you don't need a warrant to deport somebody. You need a court's order. It's two separate things. They play this semantic game. We get warrants in America. Where's your warrant? Most of the time they have a warrant to look for other stuff. It's a deportation order. Supreme Court clears way for Trump administration to revive restrictive immigration policies. The court today cleared the way for Trump administration to potentially revive an immigration policy used to turn back migrants seeking asylum at the U.S. border. They can't just declare that they're being politically persecuted and be given refugee status in the 6-3 decision. Migrants not entitled to apply for asylum while standing on Mexico's side of the border, Supreme Court rules. Supreme Court ruling blocks thousands of lawsuits. It's maker of Roundup, weed killer. That's not good. So it's a mixed bag. But there are lots of other facets of these rulings we'll be getting to coming up a little bit later in the transmission. Now, I should also add to you who we have on the show today. Palm Beach Pete, who people think is Jeffrey Epstein, but that's not why I'm having him on. Something happened yesterday that is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. And he's going to respond to it. I've tried to figure out what's going on. He doesn't know what's going on. He joins us here in about 42 minutes from now. Yeah, it all started when when somebody was driving down the road and saw what they thought was Jeffrey Epstein, and then they got his license plate. And we've looked into him. He's been known forever. He's had businesses. It's not Jeffrey Epstein, folks. His head is different. He looks about like 95. Look at his brother. You can tell, like, they were in a bar. Okay, you're Epstein. That's his brother. I mean, you know, I'm guessing he's an Ashkenazi Jew. Because they're, you know, extremely homogeneous is a way of saying it. Let's say a very small genetic group. You see a lot of Jewish men look like Jeffrey Epstein. They're Ashkenazi. You know, a lot of, I mean, it doesn't look quite like Larry David, but, you know, Larry David's probably, that look is probably genetically one of the most common traits. And that's just the way it is. It's not being mean to Jews to say that. You know, you can look at people and say, well, that guy looks like he's a Viking from Norway or something. And yeah, well, I'm not from Norway, but I'm from Sweden. But that's not why he's coming on. The State Board of Elections seized his DNA test from the private company that was official, respected, doing it, and said, we have serious concerns about this and what the test results found. And so we've seized it, and we recommend that you drop out of the race for mayor. Since when does the government tell you drop out of a race? I know the Democrats, a judge panel in Colorado took Trump off the ballot, but that got reversed, totally illegal. Secretary of State did it in Maine. That got reversed, totally illegal. I mean, what is this? Did they get the test and it says it's Epstein. I mean, that's another question. How would he do a DNA test if we don't have a, if we don't have, the feds have? How does Palm Beach Pete have Epstein's DNA to be able to then say, here's my DNA and here's Epstein's DNA. I'm a different guy. I'm going to ask him all that. And look, I looked the guy up. There's videos of him before they said he was Epstein. He's a funny guy. He's having fun with this. I guess he's a listener. We called him. Boom. Yeah, he wants to come on. So we appreciate him. But at this point, this is just a whodunit. It's very bizarre. If you just tuned in and this doesn't sound real, I know it doesn't sound real. I have the letter. The news called the state and said, is this real? Yeah, this is true. So they have a lot of explaining to do, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of explaining to do. I mean, Rob Due looks about like 95% like a younger Jeff Bridges. And every time we're out at a restaurant or we go to bars, play pool, whatever, we used to do it a lot. I used to hang out with the crew more. I'm just so busy, I never do anymore. And they're like, hey, man, you look like the dude. And even his mannerisms are, you know, he's laid back and he's a big guy and, you know, the dude abides. But he's not Jeff Bridges, folks. And he's grown out his beard too much and hair there. I mean, if he got his hair back and all the rest of it and the beard shorter, he looks a lot like Jeff Bridges, but he is. I don't get the joke of Due opening his jacket and there's Hidden Valley Ranch, dressing. I don't get the young kids memes. I'm sorry. I thought I got everything. I'm not hip. Can someone explain what that means? I have no earthly conception what in the hell that means. So just on the weirdness scale, this is a 10 out of 10 with Palm Beach Pete, Peter Bart Simel. So he'll be joining us. Then Dr. Andrew Wakefield with huge news and the poison shots. He's totally vindicated. And then Mike Lindell vindicated. Dominion Voting Systems dropping their lawsuit on him, and we got all the big election fraud building up 4.5 months of the election. Big developments on that front. Boom, Postmaster General tells Congress USPS will not deliver mail-in ballots to states that refuse to comply with President Trump's election integrity executive order. And that's only one article here of two stacks. I have another stack over there on election news. This is pretty big stuff. And it dovetails with Democrat socialists in New York expand their voting base to claim victory. Not a good sign about the future of the Democratic Party and this country in general. In fact, I'm going to cover these stacks when we come back after the break. We're not going to break quite yet. I got some other news I'm going to hit. Right now, I'm just mentioning what we're hitting. The Netherlands is now grabbing children, so is Canada, declaring them wards of the state and then killing them and calling it euthanasia. No, that's state-sponsored direct murder, not just government-intimidated, pushed suicide murder. France in shock after five North African migrants beat a 17-year-old boy to death for no reason. Mass riots continuing, I'd say for weeks, but they're just always going. So Europe's just years into rioting, murdering, raping, killing. I have stacks of news of Muslims raping women in England, raping women in France. Their favorite thing is in France, in England, in Germany, running up, screaming Allah Akbar and stabbing police in the neck. These are just new ones from yesterday and today. Now, these cops, last minute, saw and dodged. They did get cut up. And then the citizens see the cops start beating them with extended batons. And then the citizens attack the police. Oh, he just tried to stab you in the throat. Guys, pull up. There's a lot of the footage of this. Just pull up. Because I know the headline on this. I can pull up this one. Just thousands of videos of this. But it was like last year. Migrants kills police officer. Migrant stabs police officer in the throat, killing him. Police arrest man that tried to save officer. I'm just trying to think of all the thousands I've seen one out of the headline, because that was even crazier. Where this Islamic, I think it was out of Syria, he's stabbing people. And then a German starts to tackle him, and the police come, while they see this Muslim stabbing people, he's already stabbed people, and they grab and tackle the German, and while the two cops are on top of the German, it's the perfect video to describe suicidal empathy and self-loathing and Stockholm syndrome. The guy stabs the cop repeatedly in the jugular and kills him. And they still arrested the German because laying hands and fighting back on a god, on a Muslim, is the ultimate crime. And now there's footage of police being stabbed by Muslims and the citizens attack them, including white people. And I told you the footage I saw last week. For some reason, I never got to it. And I think the crew found it yesterday, but they never told me. I saw two examples last week. Guys, find this. Headline. Women protect migrant after he stabs people. And it's two different cases last week. One was in the UK, one was in France. But the point is it's white women, and there's the illegal alien invader is stabbing people in both cases. And then when people start beating their ass, you know, they get together and fight back. The women come screaming and, no, no, don't hurt him, please. Because their whole identity is they're the savior, they're white, they're evil, they're bad. Yeah, the crew just found the footage of the street preacher a few days ago in London. And the black Islamic invaders beat him up, split his head open for no reason, preaching. And then they're laughing, saying he deserves it. And the fat security guards basically beat him up and take him to jail. But I'm digressing. That's all coming up as well. Oh, we've got a big show for you today. Also, a preacher we've had on, Tony Spells, got a big congregation in Louisiana. He wouldn't stay closed during COVID. They came to arrest him. He's got this neighbor that's saying, I'm going to rape your wife, rape your children, kill you, punches him. And so being a good old Christian, he literally beats the living snot out of the guy. Tony Spell does. I love how these devil worshipers always think they're so tough that they mess with one of us. Christians are the strength of a lion. He beats the living tar out of him. Yeah, yeah, they found footage of women protecting the migrants, stabbing people, the invaders. So they did find one of them. I mean, you can't make this up. It's like yesterday I go, the ADL says brown paper bags are racist. So does the city of Seattle. Do not have brown paper bags for your lunch. It is a way to oppress black people. No one ever said that. No one ever thought that. They just invent new things to say that they're racist so we can all be hysterical and freak out. Yep. It's also in court documents. Women formed a protective barrier, human chain around attacker. They protected a migrant who had stabbed three young children. Oh, yeah. Five, six in Ireland. Now I watch videos like this. I'm starting to see a pattern. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. This is Germany. So the guy, there's a longer video. And the illegal alien Muslim stabbing people. And the guy runs over and tackles him. And the cops come and tackle him. And then he kills the cop. And they still arrested the guy that tried to save everybody. I'm not laughing like it's funny. I mean, this is government here to destroy your ass. It's replacement migration. They want to get rid of the white people, white culture, because it stands in the way of the globalist slave system. Share the live feeds of Relog Jones right now. We're counting on you. You've got all the power. Use it. Share the feed of Relog Jones right now and on rumble.com/Relog Jones Live. Years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural, clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created Methyl Drive and Power Plant. They can individually be taken,
yes,
or they can be stacked together with Methylene Blue. You understand all the science. I always butcher all the names. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken ultramethylene blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. Methylene blue's structure, you have nitrogen, 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 sulfur, chlorine. The chlorine is what gives it its dye properties. That's why it's used as a medical dye, medical grade, what we have. The sulfur donates an electron to your mitochondrial process. So what that means is it speeds it up through the Krebs cycle to what makes where it makes more energy, and the energy that it makes more efficiently. So you get less waste product, more energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 into stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant. That's ultramethylene blue. Now, the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make. Methyl Drive, there's that iconic ad of you, Dad, where you go, the CoQ10, the PQQ. That is what this is. CoQ10, PQQ, magnesium, and then methylcobalamin, the ultimate vitamin B12 in the bioavailable form. That's all together in Methyl Drive. It's about protecting your mitochondria. We've got tons of ingredients in there to do that in Methyl Drive. With Power Plant as well, people report this almost universally with the methylene blue. Incredible energy, incredible resilience, incredible endurance. What I wanted to create with Power Plant, we kind of have the ultimate cellular engine thing in Methyl Drive. With Power Plant, this is kind of the men and women can both take it. It's like a unisex super male vitality, where you have things in here like the cordyceps mushroom that boosts oxygen carrying capacity and ATP, which is also phenomenal for the mitochondria, plus the Rhodiola rosea, also known as Viking root or golden root. But even more so than that, it lowers your cortisol. And when you lower your cortisol, studies have shown that your testosterone increases because they're made from the same building block, which is cholesterol. Of course, that's why ashwagandha is so incredible. You saw that product as well. It takes the fuel source for making cortisol into making testosterone. Since they're both hormones, we got zinc in here as well to raise testosterone, help with healthy testosterone, selenium to do the same thing. And then we've got the boron, which is so underrated.
Nobody ever talks about that.
No one ever talks about boron. You can look at all these different male vitality supplements. If you're a wife out there, you want to get something for your husband, Power Plant, Adaptogen Complex, we got Methyl Drive. These really are made to be taken in tandem. This is a trifecta. Yeah, this is the Mac Daddy stack. Okay, you want to be a Mac Daddy, you buy Power Plant, Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue. Okay.
We have the Power Plant bundle discounted. Power Plant, yes. Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it.
You guys really need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that Power Plant formula combined with the Methyl Drive and the Methylene Blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the Methyl Drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the Power Plant. I'm really impressed with this. I'm thankful Bigly let me develop these products. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the Methylene Blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Forbidden mountains of ancient China, Alex Jones, the warrior, returns to complete his training. His fists thunder against globalist lies. Each board he shatters destroys another New World Order deception. Forged in the fire of truth, he trains day and night. Iron palm strikes, smashing through Big Pharma's walls. He prepares for the ultimate demon, Fentanyl the Dragon.
Oh, hello, Alex. It is I, Fentanyl the Dragon, your arch nemesis.
Fentanyl, you dare to return and face me?
Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
America's worth saving. I seen this country build towns where there was nothing but dust and empty sky. Men worked sun up to sundown, built roads, railways, farms, and cities with their bare hands. People came here with nothing in their pockets. and somehow carved out a life worth living. That's what made this place different. Not power, not money, freedom. And as long as there's still a few hard-headed Americans standing tall, America's story ain't over yet.
You can feel the noose tightening all across America. Fight the enemy before they hang freedom itself.
Pete coming up, Andrew Wakefield, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Mike Lindell, and more on this Thursday transmission, and I have not even begun to dig into all the incredible news. And news is breaking as well. All right. Tucker Carlson is always on fire. He has incredible courage. He is a man of amazing integrity, and he has just an indomitable will, and I admire him. And he is definitely the biggest English-speaking voice in the world, bigger than Rogan. We're not counting here. I can just see the numbers. I know the facts. And it's good to have somebody out there that is so informed about the entire New World Order system. It was lonely when I was only the only major prominent talk shows that reached tens of millions that understood how stuff worked. A lot of you knew how it worked before I was born. We're in a very good brain trust situation now, not just here, but around the world. Very, very exciting. And I got a lot of things Tucker Carlson's been saying. They've been spitting a lot of it out of context, just saying that he said, shut up, bitch. I don't take you seriously. He was talking about guys that say, I'll kick your ass and act tough and poke you in the chest aren't who you got to worry about. He was saying his dad said, you got to worry about the quiet, you know, guys that'll just knock you out with one right uppercut. And to the other guys that just shoot their mouths off, shut up, bitch, I don't take you seriously. That was in a long 5-minute clip about Trump and Iran not taking him seriously. So he really wasn't saying that about Trump. He was obliquely, I guess you could attribute it to that. But that's how the media spins this, trying to get a fight going. He says in the larger interview, I love Trump. I like Trump. I want to get back on track. He knows Israel now is the biggest threat to our agenda, which is true because Israel's made itself that. That's just a fact. And I thought that, Andrew Tate and Nick Fuentes did a really good job explaining the mindset of Israel and why they get themselves into this situation over and over again. Because certainly there's been persecution of Jews, much of it unwarranted. But then some of it's been warranted at times in the way Israel responds to any criticism that you want to kill them and you're the enemy escalates things very, very quickly. And we're now back in that position right now. But the biggest thing I want to hit is him on 9/11 2 days ago. I knew when he said he's worried about Israel staging a nuclear false flag or a big new 9/11 here to get us back behind the war, which all these top Israelis are calling for, that it would not get picked up by the corporate press because they don't want to inoculate the public mind to that because they want to leave that on the table for the neocons and the Israelis to do. And sure enough, there's been a news blackout. I mean, tens of millions watched the interview and millions watched it live. But imagine Tucker Carlson said that. Oh, they'll go with, oh, you know, he said Trump's a little bitch, which he didn't really do. You know, they'll go with stuff like that, but they won't go with something that they don't want you to think about. And the fact that they're ignoring it, that's what you really do when you want something to go away, shows you what we need to be focused on. So I'll play a clip of the larger discussion of that coming up and just remember how important that is. And in fact, I'm going to get into the communist running the tables, whoever Mondami backed. Him, you know, swearing everybody in on the Koran, how that ties together with the border and more coming up. But let's go ahead and go to Tucker on my broadcast on Tuesday talking about the elephant in the room and what I've been saying for a year. If Israel got us into this war, which they've been trying since Midnight Hammer last June, a year ago, that they would either launch a nuclear attack on Iran or say Iran launched a nuclear attack on them, say, with a barge or something in the Mediterranean that didn't quite destroy Tel Aviv, but blew out the windows, you know, something like that. I don't think they actually want to vaporize the whole city, but they might in pawn sacrifice. And or a new 9-11 here domestically, perhaps even nuclear. And I've been saying that for years, but intensely for a year, almost every day, as you know, to get people to pay attention to it and to let them know that we're aware of their tactics. And now you have all these defense and intelligence officials saying, oh, yeah, if America doesn't get behind our war, we just need a new 9-11. That'll teach them. That'll get them behind what we're doing. So here's the comment that they're desperate that the public not discover that I suggest you share. Here it is. Now we have all these intelligence people and military over there saying, we need a new 9-11 to show America to get in line. Iran's about to do a new 9-11. Oh, yeah, yeah, we know who was heavily involved in 9-11. Clearly, the Likudniks, Israel, along with some of their own elements, bare minimum stand down, Building 7, you know, the bombs in the buildings. So I'm really concerned that all Israel has left is nuclear blackmail and or a nuclear false flag or something like it to blame Iran. I really think that's on the table. What does Tucker Carlson think?
I think you're clearly right. I mean, they're saying it out loud, so we're not guessing. I mean, you just interpret their statements, which need very little interpretation because they're pretty direct statements. And I think they reflect reality. Israel feels that it's out of options other than something extreme. Moreover, this is not the beginning of the story. It's the end of a generations-long story. The buildup has been going for my entire life, and I'm 57, where Israel's solution to all problems outside its borders and often within its own borders is force, is killing people. We haven't killed enough people. That's why we're not at peace. I think Israel's a threat. Israel has one trump card. It's nuclear weapons. And you don't want to put Israel in a position where they feel they have no choice but to use those weapons. I think Israel's always been a lot closer to using nukes than any other country. I mean, we know that because they've said that. And I think they're now closer than they've ever been. So I'm not in charge of anything. I'm just a podcaster. But if I were running the U.S. government, I would, you know, immediately distance myself from Israel, stop paying for their genocide, of course, on moral grounds. But I would also try to calm them down, because if they get too overwrought, you know, really destructive things could happen. That's an absolute possibility. I think we're in a really dangerous place right now, because Israel is, for the first time maybe in my lifetime, legitimately threatened. And I say this as an opponent of the Israeli government, obviously a fairly well-known opponent of the Israeli government, but I don't want to see innocents die anywhere, including Israel, period. I believe in universal standards. It's always wrong to kill innocent people, including in Israel. So I'm not wishing their destruction, but I think they are in a very tough spot. And the problem for Israel is they've been talking for 50 years, my whole conscious life, about how they're on the verge of being destroyed. And that's always been a lie. But now you have an Iran that is a regional power. It's a global power. And it's not going to go away. And so Israel is in a place where domestically the country's gone crazy. They're convincing themselves that, you know, every crisis is an existential crisis. The only way out is to kill more people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then their great enemy suddenly becomes, paradoxically, ironically, way more powerful than it was when this war started 3 months ago. And so, like, where does that leave the Israelis? By the way, the United States is clearly going to begin the process, hopefully a short process, of distancing itself from Israel. We've got no choice. And they know that. The smart ones know that. So they're in a box. And in general, you don't want to put people in boxes. You don't want to corner them, people or animals, because they do unpredictable things. And so I think Israel's a threat. Israel has one trump card. It's nuclear weapons. And you don't want to put Israel in a position where they feel they have no choice but to use those weapons. I think Israel's always been a lot closer to using nukes than any other country. I mean, we know that because they've said that. And I think they're now closer than they've ever been. So I'm not in charge of anything. I'm just a podcaster. But if I were running the U.S. government, I would, you know, immediately distance myself from Israel, stop paying for their genocide, of course, on moral grounds. But I would also try to calm them down, because if they get too overwrought, you know, really destructive things could happen. That's an absolute possibility. And anyone who says it's not a possibility is lying. It is a possibility. So I would be very concerned. I am very concerned about that.
Well, that was my next question. Is Israel's whipped itself into a frenzy, at least the Likudniks. I know our good buddy Ben Gurvier has been making statement similar to the one Trump made when I said, okay, 25th Amendment Trump, if he really tries this or does this, when he said, tonight, the civilization of Iran ends forever, never to return. The next day, it'll be a smoking or glowing crater, nuclear weapons. He said, tune into Mark Levin. He says what I want to say. Mr. President, do what Harry Truman did. A-bombs, do it, hit them. So we had to come out and say, you know, that's crazy. I did, you did. And we got, you know, called low IQ. Great. Who cares? No, we were actually high IQ. We were proven right. Now we hear nuclear talk by Israel. You've got all these horrible people and Israeli spies like Jonathan Pollard saying use nukes, hold us hostage using nukes. What do you, now you've got Ben-Gavir last week saying we're going to burn all of Lebanon. He said yesterday, all of Lebanon is ours. We're taking all of Lebanon. He's more powerful than Netanyahu in many ways. Why are they foaming at the mouth like this? We want Turkey. We want Egypt, greater Israel. Ben-Gavir looks like he's on 10 hits of ecstasy, like he's hallucinating on a power trip. Classic megalomania. And then this thing just moves forward. And we know Israel tends to double down, especially with the Likudniks. Now we have all these intelligence people and military over there saying, we need a new 9/11 to show America to get in line. Iran's about to do a new 9/11. Oh, yeah, yeah. We know who was heavily involved in 9/11, clearly. The Likudniks, Israel, along with some of their own elements, bare minimum stand down, building 7, you know, the bombs in the buildings. So I'm really concerned that all Israel has left is nuclear blackmail and or a nuclear false flag or something like it to blame Iran. I really think that's on the table. What does Tucker Carlson think?
I think you're clearly right. I mean, they're saying it out loud, so we're not guessing. I mean, you just interpret their statements, which need very little interpretation because they're pretty direct statements. And I think they reflect reality. Israel feels that it's out of options other than something extreme. Moreover, this is not the beginning of the story. It's the end of a generations-long story. The buildup has been going for my entire life, and I'm 57, where Israel's solution to all problems outside its borders and often within its own borders is force, is killing people. We haven't killed enough people. That's why we're not at peace. And that's just a fundamental misread of life. Like, that actually doesn't work. It never ends well, ever, for anyone. Just as a practical matter, like, show me where that succeeded, that strategy succeeded for a nation. It never has, and it never will.
All right, now let's go to some more clips of Tucker. Here's Tucker, and if you watch the full five-minute clip, he's telling a story about his dad and boxing and people in general that shoot their mouths off. He's attributing it partly to Trump, but he's not really telling Trump he's a bitch, shut up. He's just saying people don't listen to a bunch of bluster anymore, and then he used the example of fighting. Let's play 33, and then let's go to clip 40, where Tucker does take the gloves off with Trump. In another interview he did, and I totally agree with him, he pointed out that Trump, and Trump even told him this last year, as he told me about it when I was at Tucker's house, he just talked to Trump, that Tucker understood that Israel was the elephant in the room. He overall supported Israel, wanted Israel to be safe, wanted expanded Abraham Accords, but knew that Netanyahu was out of control and nuts and had a bunch of crazies in his cabinet. And you've seen Trump now publicly say that and say, you know, we're trying to keep him a little bit sane. And back when I came back, I was at Tucker's a couple times last year in Maine and in Florida, and I told people, hey, I've got sources that Trump's really pissed at Netanyahu. They said, you don't know that. You're making that up. No, he thinks Netanyahu's crazy. Now Trump publicly says that. And I told you that then. And Tucker won previously not letting Israel drag us into full war. Netanyahu came out 2 days ago. We played the clips yesterday and said, I drug us in on Midnight Hammer. I was going to strike, so they struck too. And the same thing happened on February 28th of this year. So he's in Hebrew on national TV reporting to the Israelis that, yeah, I'm in control. Yeah, I'm dragging the U.S. into this. Well, yeah, we know that. And so a lot of Trump supporters thought when Trump would tacitly support this that you're supporting Trump if you support whatever Israel says. Now Trump sounds just like me, so all of you that attack me and all of you that said I was a traitor on the Iranian payroll and all this, look how you look now. Though the Israeli newspapers, this is in the news yesterday, in fact, I meant to cover it. Guys, you gave me the article, a couple of them. Just pull it up. I think it was Times of Israel, others. Israeli officials say Trump secretly works for Iran. So now Trump is bad. Trump works for Iran. Trump is panicking. Trump is low IQ. He's now saying everything I said. When did this war start? Let's put it on screen. It's still going. 121 days ago? I don't remember exactly. Let's pull up how many days we are since February 28th. 117 days since we got in on March 1st. So it's 118 days since Israel started it. So, again, that's just the reality. So let's go ahead and play those Turner clips. Here they are.
So Trump saw that, and he's again, not stupid, and he saw this. He's like, ooh, and he knew right away that this was a massive mistake and that we were really exposed. We could get hurt doing this. And there was no obvious military solution. I mean, he knew that. And so he tried to posture his way out of it. We're going to eliminate you. And after like the 400th Truth Social, they reached the same conclusion that everyone on the globe reached, which is this guy's not strong. He's weak. Strong people don't brag about how strong they are. They just punch you in the face and end the conversation. And my father, who was a boxer at one point, would always say there are two types of guys and you got to be careful of the second. They're the first who are like, what'd you say? What'd you say? Say it again. You know, push you in the chest. You don't have to worry about those guys. And then the guys don't say anything, just knock you cold, hit you in the face with a beer bottle and keep hitting you. And like, those are the people you need to be afraid of. They're not the posturers. They're not the braggarts in your, you know, And I think everyone knows that intuitively. And Trump is very much, what'd you say? Shut up, bitch. I don't take you seriously. I mean, Trump is, again, a slave of other. He's not running anything, right? He's subject to the whims of others. I did my best to sell Trump, the idea of Trump, to people on the basis of claims that are now clearly false. So I did that. I just grieve for what his decisions in the Middle East have done to the country. And not just the war with Iran, but being a slave of Israel. What? You're an American, dude. This is humiliating to you. Not that I care, but to me, I do care. And my country, I care a lot. You can't be a slave to a foreign power. Stop. Trump is hostile to traditional Christianity. And very. Trump is mad at Christians for opposing abortion and mentions it a lot. A lot in private, a lot. And he's very annoyed by it. And opposition to abortion annoys him a lot. He's mentioned to me like 30 times. I vehemently oppose abortion, just to be clear. But I haven't argued with him about it. I just listened. Maybe I should have, but I didn't. It was Easter morning. We were going to go to services, and I just checked my phone, and I saw that. Have I ever been that offended? I mean, it's like our main holiday of the world's biggest religion, and you're comparing yourself to Jesus or swearing or what? Like what? Calling for the murder of innocents on Easter morning? Take a break, dude. Out of respect for the world's biggest religion, right? And the majority religion in your own country. It was an intentional provocation. Trump definitely believes in the supernatural. There's no question about that. I know that. Does he believe in the Christian God? No. It's obvious to me, and I've experienced it a lot, that Trump uses a kind of communication in order to lull his audience into a defenseless stupor. He does a thing that he describes as the weave, where he doesn't answer a question, and then he moves into a kind of labyrinth of other seemingly disconnected observations. And the reason that you know it's not merely the rambling of an old man, and he is an old man, he's 80, but it's more than that. The point of that, and I've experienced it so much in so many different... I mean, you want the answer, actually? Trump does that when he's trying... Trump hates confrontation. Hates confrontation. He does that when he's trying to disarm you or tell you something you don't want to hear, or when he's dodging a question. He lulls you into this kind of torpor where you're not aware that he's not answering the question because you're mesmerized by this word picture he's painting or the absurdity of what he's saying. And he knows it's absurd because he's not stupid. And it's happened to me, I mean, literally dozens and dozens of times with Trump. And every single time I thought to myself, this is the funniest, most hilarious thing ever, in the kind of way when you're a child. I grew up in a world where kids smoked weed young, and you first smoke weed and you're like, you can't stop laughing. It's a spell. It's designed to disarm you, to make you less powerful and less able to resist. Is that the same as a witch's spell over a smoking cauldron? No, but it's a first cousin of that. He's a believer in supernatural power, strongly.
He is.
An inaugural swearing in. Like, everyone knows the rules. Like, the protocol is, you know, put your hand on the Bible. He did it the first time. And I was really bothered by it. And he didn't put his hand on the Bible. So the only point I made was, if you didn't care, if you didn't think it was real, like, why would you not put your hand on the Bible?
It's just a book.
It doesn't have any
Why did Mondami put his on the Quran? In fairness to Trump, if you watch that, they rush it up. The Supreme Court justice kind of stands back from him, and Trump's like this. I don't know, but Trump does believe in God. He does believe in energy. I've had conversations with him about it. I know people that, before he even came out, he loves to have hands laid on him. People pray for him in the name of Jesus. He's all about it. Like, oh, when they pray for me, it feels even better than a rock concert. The energy's so great. Did you feel it? Did you feel it at the RNC? It's interesting guy. All right, we're going to go to break. Palm Beach Pete is taking time away from being in the pool with all the beauties to join us here on air. He is running for mayor. And now he says there's this letter from the state, is it real, saying that they've got his DNA test and the rest of it. This is just bizarre. Is this some type of sophisticated psyop? Palm Beach Pete is coming up. Now, I am only extending this. I'm only extending this 2 days because we got a lot of requests. I guess a lot of people get paid tomorrow, and they want to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue and get a second bottle free. We have the summer super sale kickoff running for 2 weeks. Every 3 days, one of our best-selling supplements will be buy one, get one free. There's a bunch of other sales going as well. It's at thealexjonesstore.com. But running since Monday, you can get one bottle of ultramethylene blue and get the same size bottle, the very best out there. So good. Clean energy, no letdown. So good for your whole body. Skips the oxidation process in the cells. We have the very best. You're insane if you don't get it. It is such a game changer. Changed my life. I've been so healthy, so much clarity, so much focus, better libido. I've taken methylene blue before because my doctor told me to take it 7 years ago. Didn't have the same effect. This is the strongest, best we've ever found. It's medical grade, made in Florida. But I'm extending that another 2 days until Saturday evening. You can also get our T3 cleanest, best iodine for 50% off right now. That's extended. On top of the new sale we were going to have, and this is a big deal because there's not a lot of markup in our bovine colostrum. It is a private label of the top brand in the United States. The first 2 weeks of milk that come off a cow are full of all these super nutrients and all these natural immune factors and all these incredible natural peptides. You don't need to be sold on bovine colostrum. Everybody knows how great it is for hair, skin, nails, your organs, your everything. You can buy one and get one free. It almost makes it a loss leader, but I want those of you on the fence who haven't experienced it. Now, ultramethylene blue kicks in 30 minutes, so you get instant effects, okay? This takes a few weeks for your hair and your nails and things. Just take a scoop. It's flavorless. Put it in your water. It is so good for you. It is the highest quality. Cold pasture is really the key, and concentrated with some other key herbs. It's amazing. Bovine colostrum, buy one, get one free, and buy our great Zeolite Detox Chelator that's so important for everybody to take, an anti-spike protein, for 50% off as well. That's running until Monday. But the methylene blue free bottle, buy one, get one free, is running until Saturday afternoon. And back in stock, Ultimate Power Energy Drink. You like Turbo Force, you'll love this. Years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural, clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created Methyl Drive and Power Plant. They can individually be taken.
Yes.
Or they can be stacked together with methylene blue. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken ultramethylene blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. More energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 to stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant. That's ultramethylene blue. Now, the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make.
We have the Power Plant bundle discounted. Power Plant, yes. Methyl Drive, and methylene blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it.
You guys really need
need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that power plant formula combined with the methyl drive and the methylene blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the methyl drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the power plant. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the methylene blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Level up your survival skills. Energy, apparel, limited gear. Press start and enter the battle at the AlexJonesStore.com.
If you don't trust the tap, don't sit there and moan. Get a gravity filter and leave it alone. Just fill it with water and let it drip down. Cleaner tasting water without running around. No power, no plumbing, no gadgets to fix. Just stainless steel and some common sense tricks. 3 1/4 gallons ready to come. Available now at thealexjonesstore.com. When the tap water's got you scratching your dome, filter it yourself right there at home. Simple to use and second to none. The Alex Jones Store.com. Get yours and be done.
Alpha gal syndrome from a tick on my ankle. Chemtrails overhead while the skyline tangles. Glyphosate dinners in the microwave tray. Talking to the checkout robot every damn day. Microplastics drift through the blood in my veins. Politicians smile while they chemically rain. Barcode babies in a cashless state. Everybody says relax while they seal in our fate. Television doctors push another new pill. 5 side effects deep, but they say just chill. Corn syrup cocktails and fluorescent cheese. Drones in the clouds while they map the trees. Wi-Fi towers hum through the side of my skull. World keeps spinning, but the vibe feels dull. Synthetic meat sizzling black on the grate. End times buffet at the digital gate. New world order on the television screen. Smoke in the sky where the satellites gleam. Everybody march to the barcode gate. Whole world glitching in a digital state.
Guys, it's Palm Beach Peak. Where in the world am I now? I'm with these beautiful ladies, and I'm gaming, and I can't stop winning.
We love you.
Okay, let's go shopping.
Den Blicken Himmel fragst du dann, warum man sie nicht sehen kann.
Well, there he is on screen. We appreciate him joining us, the man of the hour, Palm Beach Pete. Now, we have over 450 radio stations, more than a dozen in Florida, so I don't want to go to him now because the stations join us at 6 after in 3 minutes. But we always, because we're on Rumble and X and everything, do this first five where all our stations are running news and playing ads. So I appreciate him being here. He's running for Palm Beach Mayor, and he put out a letter yesterday that we were trying to confirm that the state is grabbing his DNA test and saying he should drop out. Is that a stunt or what's really going on? Now, I want to be on record. I don't think he's Jeffrey Epstein, okay? But there's a lot of people that have a, it's in studies, a genetic issue, particularly women are more common than men. They can't tell faces apart if they're close. There are a lot of people think I'm Bill Hicks. I mean, I guess that's a Welsh name. We maybe have ancestors. I don't look much like him. He had brown eyes. I have blue eyes. But whatever, I'm not Bill Hicks, folks. People also think I'm a clone because I lost 60 pounds. What clones just get skinny? So I'm Alex Jones. I believe our guest is who he says he is. Palm Beach Pete is Peter Bart Simel. But we're going to go to break here in about 45 seconds. Come back with him. This is something everybody obviously wants to hear and see, so be sure and share the live feed on X at Real Alex Jones and the network feed at AJN Live for Alex Jones Network at AJN Live. Be sure to follow us there and on Rumble at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live, because they shut down InfoWars. That's all in limbo. As far as I'm concerned, I'm just moving forward with the next leg of the InfoWar, the war on for your mind, because I'm the InfoWar, you're the InfoWar, the crew's the InfoWar, Harrison Smith's the InfoWar. We're in a rebuilding system. We're going to hire more hosts, more reporters. We're going to be bigger than InfoWars ever was, thanks to your word of mouth, your prayer, and your support at thealexjonesstore.com, where we've extended the sale for a few days. Buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue, get one free, but take action now. We'll be back with Palm Beach Pete straight ahead.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies, issues with no significance, and classism, and statism, and all the rest of those in control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
We now take you live to the Central Texas
Command
Center.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart.
In the heart of the resistance.
Rallying.
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, it all started a few months ago when he was out for a ride in his convertible, Palm Beach Pete. Real name Peter Bart Semel in Palm Beach. He's running for mayor now. And turns out a while back he was already exploring doing it. We have news articles about it. And he kind of, I guess, played along with it, but then it was clear I'm not Jeffrey Epstein. And I'll tell you my view and my opinion. The cheeks look different. The nose looks different. The head looks different. The head's smaller. He's a little bit more of an overbite than Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, he could be his brother, though. I'd say 95%. I don't know how anybody looks at him and they say, well, the ears are similar, but because they're different, he must have had plastic surgery. Why would Jeffrey Epstein hide all this in plain view? But about half the crew thinks it's Jeffrey Epstein. Jesse on Fire thinks it's Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not mad at anybody let's put that photo of Jeffrey Epstein side by side, if we can, with Palm Beach Pete before we go to him. And I appreciate him coming on for the hour. Look at just the cheekbones there, right there, folks. Epstein, under the eyes, it's obviously wider. You say, well, that's weight loss. I could ask his genetic background. I'm just guessing. Is he have any Ashkenazi Jewish background in him? There's certain types, certain looks. I mean, Epstein certainly looks Jewish, Ashkenazi to me. We'll find it all out with him, and then we'll find out about this letter. And I haven't seen the state come out and say it's not real. Division of elections. We'll put that HD up on screen. But then we asked ChatGPT about it, and ChatGPT doesn't think it's real. But let me just read them. We'll go to Palm Beach Pete. Well, you know, we'll go to that analysis in a few minutes. I want to go to Palm Beach Pete, and he's graciously here for the hour. So at the bottom of the hour, quick questions or comments. We're not going to have big, long diatribes or whatever. Questions or comments for Palm Beach Pete. We'll put the number on screen here in a moment, and you'll be able to ask a question of Palm Beach Pete. If you're outside the U.S., just dial your country access code to the U.S. code, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. Your questions for Palm Beach Pete. All right, Palm Beach Pete, why don't you start at the beginning and say whatever you want, go wherever you want.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, thank you. But obviously, who you are, what you do, when you thought about mayor, when this started, people thinking you were Jeffrey Epstein, where it's gone, are you trolling when you tease people? And we got some new clips of you joking about, or maybe you're not joking about Mossad. Thank you for being here with us, Palm Beach Pete.
Thank you so much, Alex, for having me on. We're fellow Aquarians. I saw you born February 11th. I'm February 14th. So we both have empathy. But what I want to say is, I go on a lot of podcasts and a lot of shows, and no one ever asked, like, who's the real Peter Simel? So I'm a born and bred New Yorker, big tennis career. I love my tennis. I had a successful career living in New York, two kids. And then all of a sudden, I'm driving down I-95, and I went viral like crazy, and everyone thinking I'm Jeffrey Epstein, and obviously I'm not. I'm Peter. And my nephew and I decided to make a brand out of this, Palm Beach Pete. Outgoing, fun guy, nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein. So that's how this all started. It started about 3 months ago. And within 2 days on Instagram, I had 200,000 followers. Instagram deplatformed me. Then I did a video to Mark Zuckerberg. Hey, I don't know why he deplatformed me. And then my TikTok went crazy. And we just started putting out content after content, but not a lot. And my audience loves me. And I get so many great greetings. We love you, Palm Beach Pete. You're an icon. So it's really been a great ride. And how many times does a 71-year-old retired guy get to hang out with the coolest influencers, go on shows like you, have fun with it, and make some money from it? So I'm blessed. I'm having a great time with it.
So you're driving down the road a few months ago, and this famous footage of people thinking they discovered Jeffrey Epstein driving around Palm Beach. And I guess from that side view, you do look like 98% like him, not so much from the front. And then,
I'm better looking.
And you're certainly, you're not known to be an evil person either. So we don't, you seem like a nice guy.
Thank you.
How did you learn that people thought you were Epstein? How did it unfold?
That particular clip or prior?
So there was another clip that is how it began.
It went early viral during, I was in a background episode of The Housewives of New York City, and one of the housewives kissed me hello. And during COVID, so that's like around 2020, so maybe the episode was 2011, one of the Generation Zers put up the housewife kissing me during COVID and put a banner and said, why is so-and-so kissing Jeffrey Epstein? And that went viral, and they had to take that down because obviously I'm not Epstein.
Okay, so showing my ignorance, I mean, this for me, I just learned about you the last 3 months. So this has been going on for 5 years, 6 years.
Not to the degree that it's happening now. People always say, oh, you know who you look like. And, you know, he wasn't a notorious pedophile when he got arrested and he came back from France and they put him in the Manhattan Correctional Facility. Then it blew up. And then I became more like, yes, you look like that dude.
Have you gotten any threats because people think you're Epstein?
No. It's really been positive. The feedback has been amazing. You know, I've been to a couple of events. And the streamers come up to me and they want some type of reaction. And I went to this Brand 15 event in Las Vegas at Dana White's venue. And I wasn't familiar with streamers at all. And a guy came up and started screaming, Epstein, Epstein. He's spitting in my face. And he got the reaction that he wanted. So I learned about that. So that's about the worst thing. And then one other time, Alex, I was with my daughter walking through Washington Square Park. And I said to her, under 10 or over 10 will recognize me. And she goes, Dad, no one knows you. And we walked through the park and we were besieged upon about 60 kids with phones in our faces. So those were the only really bad moments that happened to me in person. For the most part, it's been very positive.
Now, Jesse on Fire is a popular talk show host that lives here in Austin, Texas. And I think he means well. I don't think he's just, you know, saying this as a stunt. He got still shots out of HD video of you and put it next to one of the only still shots you could find of Epstein's lower teeth. And he thinks it looks like the same teeth. To me, they look similar, but the fact that one tooth goes back, one tooth goes forward as you get older. My dad used to have perfectly straight teeth. I still do. But now that he's 76 years old, they're doing the same thing.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
What was this guy's name, Alex? What was his name?
That's Jesse on Fire.
Yeah, so I watched this whole podcast. He was so off base. Everything he said is so inaccurate. He didn't do his homework. So I have veneers, and my veneers have shifted. As you get older, your gums recede, and my teeth shifted on the bottom. And they took that, and they used that. Oh, he's got the same teeth as Epstein. So if you go online and look at me at a photo from 8 years ago, perfect straight teeth. They shift, and that's what happened.
No, that's what happens. My dad's teeth are crooked on the bottom. He's a dentist, retired.
Exactly, Alex.
Yeah, because the tops get ground off, the gums recede, and the teeth get crooked. I mean,
I'm getting my teeth redone again.
Well, they look great. So
I appreciate it.
Well, I mean, I know faces, and some people just have this trouble with them. And I mean, I can look at you. Major differences all over the place. I mean, your head is not as wide as Epstein's. The cheeks are different. The eyes are different. What is your genetic background?
Ashkenaz Jew. So I have background from Poland, Britain, and Russia.
I mean, yeah, for me, I'm not a genetic expert, but I can definitely tell the type of faces. There's like maybe 10 different classic Jewish faces that you would think of as Ashkenazi. I think Larry David's probably, or Mel Blanc's is probably, you know, the most classic.
One second. I'm sorry. We got these guys mowing outside my lawn, and it's really noisy. I'm so sorry. We told them to cut off. Okay. Sorry.
I apologize. Alex. I'm just saying, knowing the faces, you know, of classic faces, like you can look at somebody's face and say, that guy looks German, or that guy looks Irish, or that guy looks French. You know, there's these classic looks, or, oh, that's a Japanese person, or Chinese have one of the most homogeneous genetic backgrounds. And you're like, I'm sorry, but I mean, there's like three different types of looks. With Ashkenazi Jews, maybe, you know, 10 different types. There's a lot more sway, I guess, with how the women look. You see a lot of those, you know, beautiful Israeli women from Eastern Europe, but specifically Polish Jews, then go to Russia. That's Ashkenazi. That's a pretty tight genetic group. So I guessed accurately that it's Ashkenazi background. So is Epstein.
I know. I saw a podcast. Yes.
Yeah. So there is it. I mean, so the thing is, it's like looking at a breed, like a black lab that's best in show is not even, you know, the same black lab that won the year before, but you can't tell the difference because the genetics are close.
Yep, you're dead on. I never really studied it. Like, you obviously looked at clips of Ashkenaz Jews. I think I'm just me. That's the bottom line, you know? And at my age, I'm lucky to have hair, and I'm lucky to be vibrant, and I'm really lucky to be doing what I'm doing right now.
Well, some people are saying that it's a stunt you're running for mayor, but I mean, regardless, why are you running for mayor?
Because of my popularity and Palm Beach could be a better place. And people said, Peter, you're so well known. Why don't you take advantage of the situation? And that's how it occurred. And it just started snowballing. Like, everywhere I go, you'll get my vote. We love your platform. And that's how we started it.
All right. Palm Beach, Pete, your Zoom has basically died for video. We're going to reconnect with you right now. This is really interesting information. We're going to reconnect with you right now. So, again, I noticed yesterday when I, at the end of the show with my son Rex, did about 10 minutes on this, and it got posted, went viral on X, that about a third of the comments are, Alex Jones is such a Mossad traitor, he is such an Israeli agent, he is saying that Palm Beach Pete is not Jeffrey Epstein, clearly it's Jeffrey Epstein. Ladies and gentlemen, that is retarded. I just go where the facts are. If people want to get mad at me because I don't think this guy is Jeffrey Epstein, it's not because the Mossad put money in my bank account, okay? Why would they have Jeffrey Epstein alive, and I think they may have staged his death, a lot of evidence points towards that, and then have him in Palm Beach driving around in a convertible? And then it would come out that this guy isn't who he says he is and doesn't have a family and doesn't have kids, and the newspapers have gone and looked into it. I mean, he looks as much like Stephen King as he looks like Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, he doesn't even really look like him. In fact, he looks 90% like him. And so it's just absolutely crazy that this is going on. You've been a good sport about this. You've connected back clean. Thank you, Palm Beach Pete. You've been a good sport about this, but just elaborate the stories, what you've gone through, what's happened. I mean, I know you're having fun. You're getting invited to even, you know, cooler groups and places, though I know you were already successful looking you up. What has this process been like, people thinking you're Jeffrey Epstein?
The process of Palm Beach Pete or the process people think I'm Jeffrey Epstein? Because there's two different vibes there, Alex.
Tell us what it's like. Just go wherever you want.
Okay. Fine. So when I went viral a couple of months ago, I didn't know what to make of it. And I have an incredible nephew and we ran with this and it just got momentum, viral momentum like crazy. And who doesn't like to be greeted and say, we love you. We love your content. And then what really legitimized me, in my opinion, was doing collaboration with the most important influencers and having them have me fly out to Las Vegas and do different events. And in the eyes of the Generation Zers, because that's my big demographic, that made me so cool. And every time I see a Generation Zer and they go, Pete, we love you, you're a GOAT, I ask them why they like me. Some could articulate about it. Some can't, but for the most part, they said, you're an old guy, but you're cool. You have a great personality and attitude, and we love your content. So that's been great, and we've been monetizing off of it. The biggest advertisers for that arena in my day and your day, it was liquor and cigarette companies and car companies. Now it's the gambling companies and the gaming companies. So I have a collaboration with Stake, and I make money from that. Or Cameo, the other day for Father's Day, I banged out 75 cameos. I was number one leader on the leaderboard. So it feels great. And I was retired and I was a little bored. So this was perfect for me, Alex. I really, really enjoy it. And I don't get tired of it only if they interrupt me when I'm having dinner. People are pretty respectful for the most part.
Now, I want to back up a video we were just playing from Jesse on Fire where it shows you in your convertible and it looks like you have the same style. Didn't look exactly the same. Barbed wire tattoo on your left arm. A, is that a real video? Because I know the internet puts out a lot of AI.
That's AI.
So
that's an AI.
Yeah, so that's not.
I have no tattoos. That's an AI. Yeah.
Prove it to us.
Look.
Prove it to us. Here we go.
No tattoos.
Hold on. We got to punch him up. Go ahead, guys. Sorry, Pete. They're going to do it in a minute here. We got to wait a few minutes. Okay, go ahead and show us your arms. Let's be clear. So no tattoos.
No tattoos.
Do me a favor. Show me your guns. I'm going to prove this. You must have secret ones. Come on. Show me your guns. You know what show me your guns means?
My guns.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's punch you back up, guys. Let's do that. We'll do it. Full screen. We're going to try. Here we go. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. No tattoos. So somebody created an AI of that, huh?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of trollers out there. There's a lot of fake stuff that's written about me. There's a lot of sus stuff going on. And I'm me. And it's, you know, it's really interesting, Alex. Not one you've done your homework. I really respect you. But not one interviewer asked me, and they always say the first question, are you Epstein? So I get bored of these interviews. Not one person says to me, hey, how'd you get the name Palm Beach Pete? What did you do for a living before that? What's this all about? You're real, and I really appreciate that.
Well, we both got our Mossad checks, so we're all on the same script here.
Yeah.
No, speaking of the devil, here's a clip of you recently on a podcast. Palm Beach Pete gets asked about Mossad agent allegations, and his defense is that he played tennis against actual head of Mossad at the Maccabee game. So that means you're Mossad. Somehow every denial makes it worse. Peter Bart Simel, known online as Palm Beach Simel, as Palm Beach Pete, is the Jeffrey Epstein lookalike, went viral after sitting down, and it goes on from there. So here's the clip. You played tennis against the Mossad. You are Mossad. And I'm talking to you who is Mossad, so I am Mossad. Even though I'm very critical of Israel, it doesn't matter the reality. Yeah. We're all secretly work for Israel. Here's the clip.
You have been accused of being an undercover agent for Mossad.
Yeah.
What is your response to these allegations?
You know, since I'm Palm Beach Pete, in 2005, I went to Israel for the first time to play in a Jewish competition called the Maccabi Games, which I'm sure you're aware of. And my first round opponent actually was the head of the Mossad.
Just a joke or you're serious?
Dead serious.
Okay, well, that's not at all what I meant when I said that, but you're...
So you were honest about it, and now that's the total proof. So as a Mossad agent, As a Mossad agent working directly for Netanyahu, what is your game? What is the PSYOP you're running? Admit it right now, Palm Beach Pete. Admit it right now. We can handle the truth.
Okay, I'll give you the truth. I'll give you the backstory behind that. So it's an honor to be selected to represent your country to play in an international competition. I play in the Maccabi Games. I train like a maniac. And my first round match, they put me at 2 o'clock and I'm playing against an Israeli guy. I have no idea who he is. All I know is his name was Moti, and a little Israeli guy is watching me the whole time, and I smoke him the first set, and the little Israeli guy on the sideline says to me, "You're going to win the whole thing. You play like McEnroe." So now I'm sort of getting like some shakes from the sun. I have a frozen fruit. I feel good. I beat the guy. I shake hands. I go, I said, "Moti, great match. Thank you very much." That's it. I said, "Moti, what do you do for a living?" And he didn't say what he did. He says, "I'm a cop," just like that. So the next day, the little Jewish guy that said, "I'm going to win the whole thing," "You know that guy you played, Moti?" I said, "Yeah, he's a cop." "He's not a cop. He's the head of the Mossad." So that's my only interaction with a Mossad person.
Yeah, my only interaction with the Mossad was getting threatened by him. So it's very fun. You know, my issue is I don't like what the Chinese government does, the U.S. government does, the British government does, the U.K. government, you know. And then Israel does some things I don't like, and then I'm anti-Semitic and hate Jews, which isn't true. But then the crew that thinks Jews are magic, and if you flip on a banana peel, they did it, they then think everything must, you know, be connected to that. And I was shocked yesterday when I said, "I don't think you're Jeffrey Epstein," and like a third of the comments were, "You damn Israeli agent." So I'm just trying to understand, what would the Israeli PSYOP be of hiding Jeffrey Epstein in Palm Beach in full view? What would the PSYOP be, Palm Beach Pete? I just don't know.
I don't know either. It would make no sense to me. And, you know, on the relationship to that, if people do think I am who they think I am and I'm not, why would I be parading myself around? Why haven't I been picked up? Why haven't I been questioned? I mean, it's so obvious that I'm not him and they haven't done anything about it. So, you know, there are some people out there that just don't think this thing through.
All right, the big enchilada I want to get to now, and we're going to come back and take phone calls. You can talk about whatever you want here, is this letter.
Sure.
Division of Elections. You're saying you got this letter. You're saying it's real. We'll put it on screen. They tell you that, oh, the findings of this DNA test, we've seized it. We're concerned. We'll do your DNA testing if you want, but we advise you drop out of the race. You posted this. Did you post this? You said you did, or someone claims that. Is this real, or what do you have? I mean, what the hell?
One of my team members did it because we had to put it out there. I get thousands of emails all the time. This could be sus. I don't know. My legal team is looking into it. And for the time being, I'm up in the Hamptons and I'm taking the summer off right now and we're investigating it. And that's what's happening with this letter. So I have no idea how authentic it is, but it's something that we need to explore and get to the bottom of this.
So you're saying now you
no one's going to tell me what to do.
You're saying you received this letter when?
About 3 days ago, maybe.
And then when?
3-4 days ago.
And then when did you publish it?
Yesterday, I believe, last night.
Okay. Have you talked to the Board of Elections to see if this is real?
No, I have my legal team doing their homework first to see if it's real. So if it's not real, we're not going to waste our time calling up a fake agency.
All right, because even local news was starting to talk about it like it was real. So we'll find out. I mean, why, if it is real, which I don't probably think it is then, why would the election board send you something like this?
I have no clue. Because I think my popularity... They don't want a controversial figure maybe running for mayor of Palm Beach. Those are the only things that make sense to me. I mean,
all right.
Well, obviously, anyone could run for an elected office. So I can't understand why my DNA test would get in the way of me running. But it's something that we need to explore. And quite frankly, it's very hot in Florida in the summer, and I wanted to come up to the Hamptons.
All right, we're going to break here. Tell people how they follow you on X, your handle there, your election website. Where do people find the real Palm Beach Pete?
Sure. So on Instagram, I'm real.palmbeachpete.pete. On TikTok, not Jeffrey Epstein, Palm Beach Pete. I'm not sure my X handle is, but they could find me.
All right, well, we're going to put your lower third up when we come back with your X handle. for folks, because I saw you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, there you go. That's Palm Beach Pete, not underscore Jeffrey Epstein. We'll be right back with Palm Beach Pete and your phone call. Stay with us.
Inflation is up. That's an issue. So how does Berkshire handle that with its businesses?
Well, we can't handle runaway inflation except not to be there in the way of it. If you look at the number of countries that have had runaway inflation since World War II, you know, in my lifetime, it's very large. Once you create that, it becomes a different world. And of course, you have countries that have gone bankrupt like 6 or 7 times. I mean, it's just amazing what people do. Not having faith in the money does to a country. It turns it into something else.
Dollar collapse means we keep continuing on where we are. Dollar devalues. We've got massive inflation. You raise interest rates to slow that inflation down. So this is going to have a cataclysmic effect on the insurance industry, on pension funds, on everything. And on the
banking system. And let's be clear, though. A dollar being the world currency is how we could just print it and buy whatever we wanted. If the world sees it like the Mexican peso or worse, we're screwed. So here's Prince Charles, the king, announcing the digital chains, the mark of the beast system. And it dovetails with Tony Blair, who's globally, through the UN and Bill Gates, standardized the world ID that the UK, under orders of the king, I thought he's just ceremonial, no, he could dissolve parliament anytime he wants, is now going into place. This all ties into everything. We'll talk to the top economist, who's a great patriot, Peter Kirk Kelly, in a moment about it, but here's the clips.
My ministers will also proceed with the introduction of digital ID that will modernize how citizens interact with public services.
Tell us a bit about what it means for what government should do in terms of its digital infrastructure, digital ID, data centers, and so on.
The first thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model. You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your electronic health records, your genomic data. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
What they do is Oracle make big donations to Tony Blair's Institute, and Tony Blair's Institute advocates for further advantages for Oracle and Oracle affiliated entities. Listen, the centralization of data and the centralization of power is part of a dark and nefarious agenda.
People are really crazy if they don't call you. You're on record the biggest company because you have the best ratings, the best gold and silver prices. It is the smart move. Get a free consultation. They can roll over financial instruments.
This should be a happy time, right? So don't let the news scare you, but rather use the wisdom, the creativity that God gave you. Go into tangible assets that have zero counterparty risk. Silver was up over 140% last year. Since January 30th, when it corrected and it had a 50% correction, went down into the 60s, it's almost 90. Literally, since February, silver's up over 30%, Alex. There is a path to safety here financially, and that's what tangible assets do. This is what
God
the numbers are telling us.
God always gives his people a way out, but the people perish always for lack of knowledge.
Always. He always does. He's never going to say something, even if it's the mark of the beast. When he talks about it in Revelation, he's not going to say something unless we have a choice to either accept or reject, because he didn't create robots.
KEPM.com/gold. Sign up for the email there to get a free consultation. We'll call you right back. Or you can call the number 720-605-3000. The smartest investment you could have made in the last 3 years. I'm telling you right now, this is the place to go. 720-605-3000.
Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today. with the choices I've made. I was tempted by an early age. I found I liked drinking. Oh, and I never turned it down. There were loved ones, but I turned them all away. Now I'm living and dying with the choices I've made. I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong if I had listened.
All right, Palm Beach Pete is our guest. We got loaded phones for him. Elizabeth Van, James ZZ, Billy Adam, and others. But I want to cut now to the, and we've got a great connection now. We're not using his computer. We're using his phone. So he's here with us in HD, Palm Beach Pete. Palm Beach Pete, DNA test. You say you've sent it off to a private company. Who? That you're not Jeffrey Epstein. And obviously the big question, how, if you don't have a Jeffrey Epstein DNA sample, how then do you prove you're not Jeffrey Epstein by releasing your DNA? That's the big elephant in the room. Can you respond to that?
Well, I'm talent, and my team says I don't get involved who they hired for the DNA, what that's all about. All I know, they swabbed me. It got sent to the DNA. We were waiting for a while, 28 days, to get the results back. And then we got this letter from whatever they're called, the Board of Elections. And I'm not Epstein. I'm Palm Beach Pete. So you know I'm not him. You believe that as well. So we wanted to quiet our naysayers that I'm Epstein, and we did a DNA test, and we're waiting for the final results.
A little bit more about yourself. You have two children. You're still married. We were talking during the break. You said you used to be in the fashion industry. Tell us about yourself, because anybody can go talk to your neighbors, talk to people. Reportedly, you've lived there. Everybody's known you for decades. I mean, how long have you lived in Florida?
I'll start from the beginning. How's that?
Yes.
I was born in New York City at Doctors Hospital. I'm a twin, and my mother thought she was either having girl twins or girl-boy twins. She wasn't expecting boy-boy twins. So on my birth certificate, I'm baby boy B, and my brother's baby boy A. There's 3 minutes apart. I was very premature. I weighed under 3 pounds. I didn't think we were going to survive, and we survived. I come from a nice background. My father was very successful, owned an accounting firm, and he was member of Mensa, so he's a very, very brilliant man. My mother was an amazing artist, published artist. I had a great childhood, and I took to tennis at a very young age, and I started playing junior tournaments, and I got rankings, and I trained with McEnroe at the well-known Port Washington Tennis Academy, and my one big regret was I didn't take my tennis seriously, but later in life, I got really better at it and got good rankings and played in international competitions. My first job was in the fashion industry. I worked for some really big firms. Then I opened up my own business. It was called PhD. It was a $20 million business. I also owned a retail store in Soho. So I was very entrepreneurial. And then I got out of the fashion industry in 99. And I worked for the number one commercial real estate firm in the world called CBRE. I was a vice president, and I leased office space in Manhattan. I was successful at that. And about two and a half years ago, I retired down to Florida, moved to Palm Beach on the island, had a great life, playing tennis, happy hour, dinners, but I was getting really bored, Alex. And then this whole thing with the viral video fell into my lap, and we made a brand out of it that have nothing to do with Epstein. I'm Palm Beach Pete, living my life, enjoying my life, and having a lot of fun with it. So that's a quick synopsis of who I am in about a minute and a half.
Now, you say you have a twin brother. Is he still alive, and is he really secretly Jeffrey Epstein?
He has a hairline like you. He's follicle challenged. So he's not Jeffrey Epstein. He just retired, and he was a wealth advisor, and he lives up on the northeast coast.
What does he think about all of this?
That's him, Gary, on the right. We haven't really been speaking much lately, and I also have an older sister, Nancy, who's an attorney in Anchorage, Alaska, and she headed up the appellate division for the state, and she just retired.
And anybody can go out and verify with this for themselves then, or find out if it's true. I mean, I I don't think you're Jeffrey Epstein. Though that shot of you and your brother, which one's you, which one's your brother? That's off your, I guess, Instagram or
all
something.
Right, you tell me.
Punch it, back up. Well, that looks like Epstein whenever he worked at the girls' school. I would say.
Which one?
I would
the
say.
The gray jacket.
I think you're the guy in the gray jacket.
Ding, 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 ding. That's correct.
Yeah, see, I'm good at faces. Yeah, and again, you
that's
can.
College. That's college break Thanksgiving. We both came home from college and, we were going for a family dinner. We had to get dressed up. We had to go to the golf country club for a nice dinner. And then as any college kid, like, hey, mom and dad, we got to bounce. We're going to the city. We have a concert to go to. Like any.
Yeah, let's go back to that photo. That's a 1970s classic right there.
Yeah, that it's probably 75, Alex.
What was your favorite? What was your favorite band then?
Stones.
Oh yeah. Timeless.
Hall and Oates.
What's your favorite Stone song? Gimme Shelter.
Sympathy for the Devil.
Sympathy for the Devil. Yeah, that's probably not my favorite. Yeah. But
I love the Stones. They're timeless.
What's the song Do where it's like about the cop shooting the
I
kid
also
in
like
New York.
Yeah,
that's
Sticky Fingers albums. Sticky Fingers album is a great album.
Now,
brilliant album.
I want to take some phone calls before we do that. Looks like you're having some fun here. Very now, those girls aren't 14, so you're not like Epstein.
Yeah, that's at the Boca Bash. It's a big lake in Boca Raton, and they close it all off, and all these people come to the lake and party. And we thought it'd be amazing content, which it did, and it went viral. And I have an amazing team behind me, and we think this out. And every Monday morning, we have a strategy meeting, what we want to accomplish. So we take this kind of seriously, because I'm a brand now.
And, well, that's interesting. So you're making some cashola now.
I'm making a little bit. Doing all right.
So it's like a second career now. It's a Jeffrey Epstein lookalike. You've got Elvis lookalikes, and now there's you.
100%. It's a third career. Fashion, real estate, and now internet viral personality. It's
Man,
crazy.
Dan Belzerian, hold my beer.
Yeah, I couldn't make this story up. It's just, it's beyond my wildest imagination. But I am having a blast doing it.
Let me ask you this question. What are your politics? Liberal, conservative?
I'm independent.
What do you make currently of the Iran situation in Israel and all the rest of it?
That whole region, and you know, is so messed up, and it's so hard to get peace there because they're raised to hate Jews, and we just don't get along there. I hope we fix it. I think Trump's doing the best he can. He's got Kushner going over there negotiating, but I just feel like every time you make a deal with them, they change their mind. And it's like a piece of paper that means nothing to them. So I hope we straighten out the Hormuz situation. We get gas prices down. People don't have to worry about groceries, how expensive they are, gas prices. So, you know.
Sure. Well, let's be clear. I'm no fan of the mullahs, but the Pentagon told Trump they're not going to fall very quickly at all. They're going to close the strait. And then Trump didn't even know about the strait. And then Netanyahu convinced him they were going to fall. And then everybody gets mad at me that I didn't like the war because it wasn't going to work. And I was proven right. And so,
you're right.
Yeah, it's a total mess. And, now
it's always a mess. We had peace for a little bit before they went in and they kidnapped all the Israelis. It was okay for a while, but you know, it's always festering. They hate the Israelis and there's not going to be peace. It's just a very hard thing to work out, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then Israel thinks if they can just take down Iran, everything will be okay. They're like, oh, now we've got to deal with Turkey. And like, oh, now war with Turkey. It just never seems to end, but it's thousands of years of war. Let's go to some phone calls. Guys, punch up the phone system for me. I can't see the callers. Thanks. So we're going to take some calls for Palm Beach Pete. And you said I was pronouncing your last name wrong. It's Peter Bart Simmel? Simmel?
Simmel.
Simmel. All right. So
like
it's
S-Y-M-E-L, Simmel.
Peter Bart Simmel. And, of course, if you really are Jeffrey Epstein, why would the entire corporate media, because a lot of them are controlled, but there's all sorts of tabloids and stuff that wouldn't do that. I mean, if you were really Jeffrey Epstein, they would go and find out that your background wasn't who you said you are. But I've looked you up. I mean, you've been in the news and been around long before Jeffrey Epstein was even dead. Or was he having another double life as you?
I have no idea. I honestly think, and this is my opinion, his life came crashing down. He knew he wasn't going to get out of jail. He was desperate. He changed his will. His brother Mark was the executor of his estate. He planned this out in his mind. He couldn't exist, in my opinion. What happened to him? He got caught and it ran out. He was arrogant. He was stupid to get on that plane from Paris to Teterboro Airport, and they were waiting for him. And I don't know why he did that. I don't know what he was thinking. But once he got into the Manhattan Correctional Facility, his life was done, and he hung himself, and I truly believe he's dead. And all the, and you know, the reason why I'm still viral, because my content's great, but his name is always in the news, and it's not my fault I look like him, Alex. I'm a much better guy, and I'm just having fun with my content. So,
well, I'll be completely honest with you. I worry about people. Because, again, there's big studies on this, but about a third of the population, it's mainly women, cannot tell faces apart. And
it's interesting. Why is that? Why women over men? That's really interesting. I would think opposite. Because I think women are more intuitive.
Women are not as visual as men, but both, you know, men, you don't normally have.
That's a true point.
Men have better eyesight than women on average, too. We're not judging. We can't have babies. You know, they've got a higher fat content, a higher water content. They're about half as strong on average. Their bone density is not as much. Men are more cerebral cortex. We have one-third the synapse connections between left and right hemisphere. So women are more intuitive at an instinctive level because their left and right hemispheres are have three times the connections. But in general, women have more trouble in mathematics and in pattern recognition. That's why they're not good at chess.
A good generalization. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, there's some statistics of women that are great at chess. It's just the way it is. It's the brains, and it's the same in mammals across the board. You know, it's mainly that it's male dolphins that they pass all the tests to plant bombs and stuff. It's not female dolphins.
Yeah,
it's same thing with elephants and all the rest of it. It's just the way it works. Because we're supposed to be out there as the vanguard, hunting and building for the women, and then the women are about, you know, running the nest and everything. That's just how it works.
Hunting and gathering. I hear you.
Yeah, that's right. We're built to go out as the worker ants, really, the warrior ants. Just like they have male ants in an ant hive or an ant hill that they're bigger and tougher. That's how it works.
Alex, you do have the queen bee.
That's right. We're not taking away from women. We got the queen bee down in the cave, being taken care of and attended to by the drones. Okay, let's go to phone calls here. Van in Arizona, you want to talk to Palm Beach Pete? You're on the air with him. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon. Jeffrey Epstein, how you doing, man? So I'm sitting here with my kids, 10, 13, 15. We're watching. We're looking. We think it's Epstein. And our argument is go look at a picture from 10 years ago of yourselves and tell me how much different you look. The face ages, everything, but everything else still seems the same. My kids 100% think it's him. And I think Alex hit it on the head with the double agent thing. If he was a Mossad agent or working with intelligence agencies, he likely had two identities. So that's what I'm thinking. And he can roll his eyes and give the look of disbelief, whatever he wants right now. But me and my three kids, which, you know, I'm sure he's getting excited right now just hearing me say my three kids. We all think it's him.
What does that mean? What does that mean that I'm getting excited with three kids?
I don't know. What were you accused of on that island?
Why would you say something stupid like that?
I think you're Epstein. My three kids right here think you're Epstein, bud. I'm not sorry.
All right.
I'm not sorry.
We're all entitled to your opinions, but I'm not. My birth certificate says I'm not. He died, and I'm Peter Bart Simel. Simple as that. Yeah. We're different heights. Let me finish. We're different heights, different color eyes, different size head, all the above. I don't have a tattoo. So what's your response to that?
You disease can be eliminated with lasers, and I've had it done myself.
What could be eliminated with lasers?
How much taller or shorter are you than him? I don't know. There's so much weighing on the side that you are, and you got really defensive, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Yeah, because I'm
sorry.
Honestly, I'm tired of listening to people who are uneducated and don't know the truth. That's why.
Well,
so I'm calling it like it is. I'm calling it like it is, just like you're calling it.
We got to go, Van. Listen, here's the deal. And my listeners can get mad at me if you want. That's fine. You don't even have a good eye. This guy, 92%, 93%. It's absolutely not Jeffrey Epstein. And you can see that. It's like people say, my head is just like Bill Hicks's. It's not. He had brown eyes. And they go, you used to have brown eyes. No, I didn't. You can have me like in a dark theater giving a speech. You can't tell what color they are. Oh, look, they're brown there. Now they're blue. That's crazy town. Absolutely.
Can I interject for a second?
Yes, go ahead.
So when they put my picture up a lot next to Epstein, in their mind, they see my picture so much and they think it's me because they're seeing my image all the time and they're thinking I'm him. So that's like repetitive photos, images on the internet. And
yeah, there's all sorts of little booklets where they skip a word and to show you how you'll fill the word in yourself. But let's just stop there and explain this before I go back to calls.
Okay.
Again, people feel like if they don't say you're Epstein, they're covering up for Epstein. It's like a witch hunt is basically. And I'm shocked that about a third of my listeners are pissed at me in the comments, literally thinking I'm covering up for Epstein. Now, you heard that guy. He's 100% sure. I should have asked him, should Palm Beach Pete, you know, be executed? If you could right now, would you hang him? He probably would have said, yes, kill him. I know it's him. Folks, the surety of that is wild. And I'm not trying to be mean to your kids, but you talking to little kids and asking them what they think, you know, that's not quite.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, they're going to agree with their parents. So I get that.
Look, once Bill Hicks held his hands up, and so did I. It's over. It's me. I'm Bill Hicks. Just cuckoo town, folks. Absolute cuckoo town. ZZ in California, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead, ZZ.
Hello?
Yes, ZZ. Hey,
yes,
hey, ZZ. ZZ, hey. Go ahead, yeah.
I don't believe you are Epstein himself, but you do look so much like him. I just have to ask you this question. Is your penis shaped like an egg?
I have a perfect penis, not shaped like an egg.
Hey, we want to see the proof, but then they'll say it's just AI. I'm sorry.
The show is PG.
Hold on. Let's go full screen. Hold on, ZZ. Full screen. Okay. Palm Beach Pete. Stand up, Pete. It's time to drop trousers. No, this is for educational reasons to defeat these people are, some of them are dangerous. Not my audience, but people out there. Yeah, I think you need to drop trowel right now and let us see the ding dong.
Not happening. Sorry, sir.
Oh, total proof. He won't show his penis on air. He's Jeffrey Epstein. No, I wouldn't do it either. I'm just joking. But
I know you are.
Seriously.
ZZ, there's a resemblance, and I'm not handing my, and I appreciate that you're a smart person, and I hope that you're a fan of Palm Beach Pete.
And do you know what else I want to say to you? This could be
no,
so
go
bad
ahead.
For you. You look like one of the most hated men in the world, and you're just having fun with it, and I truly admire that.
That's my brand. I have nothing to do with him, and I'm enjoying it, and it's been a great ride for me, and I get to meet cool people like Alex and great influencers, and I'm enjoying a third career, and I appreciate you calling into Alex's show.
You know, you could do a pay-per-view. You probably raise $20 million for charity on the pay-per-view, private for adults only. You could show your pee-pee.
Oh, my God. Thank you, but no thank you. No,
I'm being sarcastic. I'm making a joke
I
here.
Know you are.
I wasn't serious. If I was you.
I know, Alex.
Look, you're being very nice. And I'm not trying to be mean to the last listener, but he was so sure of himself with hate towards you. And I'm just like, McFly, look, you don't even look that much like him.
Alex, I've been in so many situations I could handle myself. I've been in very intense negotiations in my career. So it doesn't, you know, deter me. When
but
people
Palm
say
Beach
stuff
Pete,
that
the Mossad
no sense.
Told me take good care of you. We're here to take care of you and protect our asset, all right? Hold on. Yes, Netanyahu, thank you, sir. I'm doing everything I can for you, yes.
That's right. I will continue. I have Tucker on. He's your big fan. Yes, he works for you too. Yes, I know. Bye-bye. Anyway.
Alex, can I say, may I say something?
Yes, sir.
Alex, may I say something? So I've been on a slew of shows. You're by far the best podcaster host that I've been around, and I'm really enjoying this experience. Just want to tell you heartfelt how I feel.
Well, we want to have you back on, and in the future, when our bigger studio gets open, we're going to have a late-night variety show, so you can maybe remote in and stuff, too, from the pool with all the girls.
Fly me out to Austin. I've never been to Austin. We'll go to Austin.
Well, that sounds fun. I don't know. I might come out and see you. Florida looks like more fun, but yeah.
Either or. I'm down for either way, okay?
Let's jam in another phone call. Adam in Texas, you're on the air with Jeffrey Epstein. Go ahead.
Hey.
Thanks, Alex.
It's a joke.
Hello?
Go ahead, sorry.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Palm Beach Pete. It's nice to talk to you and Alex. I've been listening to you for 18 years. This is my first time on air talking to you. I have autism, and I want my questions for Palm Beach Pete are, what's your views on AIPAC and Israeli lobbyists on American politics and elections? And what's your, how are you going to help people with autism and disabilities when you're mayor?
Well, I'm autistic too, so it's okay. Go ahead, Palm Beach Pete.
All right, well, AIPAC is an important organization because Israel always needs help. I don't know how much they influence elections. You know, this is my first foray into politics, so I want to do the right thing for people. And in terms of autism, you know, as much money as we could raise for autism, I think that would be a good deed to be done.
Do you want to continue to see the Epstein case investigated?
Yes, and I do have very, very strong opinions about that. Release everything. Release every email. Let's get to the bottom of this. That's my opinion.
Adam, thanks for the call.
We know why people are holding back, because there are people in high power who are compromised, obviously.
Well, there you go. Jeffrey Epstein says release it all. So he's not Jeffrey Epstein, folks. And that's my opinion. Don't be mad at me. Though most people agree with me. James in Maine, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. I would like to just ask Palm Beach if he could do the TikTok skit of the Jamaican Rasta man with the jerk chicken. Hungry man's an angry man.
Yeah, man. An hungry man is an hungry man. It's a righteous thing. And if I'm going to put content out, my belly got to be full.
That's what I'm saying, man, because it's the content, it's the funny, man. And when he says, I'm vibing, man, and I'm a hungry man, and I'm not an hungry man, it's so funny, man. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you from Maine. Where in Maine are you from?
He just hung up.
I am about 20 minutes south of Portland in Saco, Maine, close to Old Orchard Beach.
That's pretty.
Is that close to Cushing, Maine?
I'm not quite sure. It's southwestern on the
All right,
coast.
Listen, we're out of time for the segment. We're out of time for the segment.
Right, thank you.
And I got Dr. Andrew Wakefield coming up and do five more minutes with me, Palm Beach Pete. Take a few more calls from Elizabeth and Billy and Chad King real fast. We're going to break. Remember, folks, I'm not funded by the Mossad or the CIA or the Republicans or Democrats. I'm funded by you at thealexjonesshow.com, because everybody requests it. Some people get paid tomorrow. We got a lot of requests. Hey, extend, buy one bottle of methylene blue, get one free. So it was going to end last night. We're sending it till Saturday at noon, but that's it because it's running low. The very best ultra methylene blue in the world, buy one, get one free. And the new sales here, buy one canister of our bovine colostrum. Incredible. If you don't know what it does, look into it. We got the best. Get one free. Same thing for zeolites and more at thealexjonesstore.com. And the ultimate energy drink, ultimate power, the strongest, the cleanest, the best, better than Turbo Force. It's back in stock, 30% off. Ultimate power, back in stock.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse, a communist. Let me explain. Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs. Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue. Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Jeffrey Epstein lookalikes. You want it? We got it. We got llamas. We got dwarfs. We got Easter bunnies. We got Alex Jones completely nuts. We got it all. We got Mike Lindell coming up totally vindicated in the lead for governor of Minnesota. Ah, it's crazy! Ooh, Sweet Lucy was a dancer, but none of us could chance her. Morgan music from the 70s. Deep Purple, baby. Saw them in concert once. Smoke on the water, fire in the sky. Woo! All right, let's jam in some more calls. I got to say, this guy's way better looking than Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, you know, look at this. And he's got a way better attitude, too, and he's not into Satanism. Lee in Kansas, you're on the air with the Jeffrey Epstein lookalike victim. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it is beyond any shadow of doubt in my mind, this is not Jeffrey Epstein. And I like how you're taking this, Pete, you know, doing it with a grain of salt, with a smile on your face. My question for you is, I only have one, is you're running for mayor of Palm Beach. What is your platform?
Well, my platform's been on the internet, but I'll give it to you real quick. So Palm Beach Island is very bougie and beautiful and affluent. And people are very concerned about how they feel and how they look. So all residents on the island of Palm Beach get Botox. All residents on the island get a trainer for a year so they can live longer and pay taxes longer. Free dog walking services, free setup on the beach, free mother-in-law counseling, more pickleball courts and tennis courts, free bar under the iconic watchtower on Worth Avenue, free use of a convertible for a year. That's my platform.
Are you going to give us free health care and free sex changes like Mondami and then not deliver?
No, it's about just having a better life in Palm Beach. And we're figuring out how we're going to get the Botox to the residents. And there are a lot of big Botox companies that would love the opportunity to have their syringes in residents of Palm Beach. And they'll continue to use Botox.
So instead of like old DDT trucks, you just have like Botox trucks that just spray Botox gas out.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. It's all a lot of fun. Thanks for the call, sir.
Alex, through osmosis, they're going to get their faces like, ugh!
Folks, it ain't Jeffrey Epstein. Good God. Chat King in Colorado. Go ahead, Chat King.
Hello, am I on there?
Yes, you're on the air, sir. Welcome to the broadcast.
Okay, so, hey, Palm Beach Pete. My name is Chat King, and I saw you in my dream and you molested me. Why did you do that to me?
You're breaking up. I can't understand your question.
It's
sir.
A prank caller. You can tell the voice of, why did you molest me in my dream, Palm Beach Pete?
Oh, all right. He's an idiot.
Bye-bye, Chat King. Who's been holding the longest here? One more. Candace in Tennessee. We'll see if you can say something serious. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
So this lookalike, he wants to have more funding for autism. That's something he's going to run on, but they already have lots of money dedicated to this in public schools, so they're actually...
Sure, ma'am. He was just being nice to a caller about that. I don't think that's a central platform.
If you want me to answer the question a little deeper, we'll have some type of fundraising gala event in Palm Beach that will raise a lot of money for autism. Okay?
This only encourages people to get labeled autistic. This only encourages labeling people autistics for more funding.
You know what? It's funny you say that. Hold on, ma'am. I'm going to put you on hold. Let you talk to Andrew Wakefield. He first exposed it was causing autism. The brain damage. I see the kids everywhere. We're being fried. We're not living as long. Are you saying autism is a hoax?
I'm saying that labeling people.
I'm going to put you on hold. This call is not for this person. But I got an autism expert for you that went through hell to expose it. Let me tell you, neurological disorders are off the charts. Okay. It's the damn shots and the cocktails and the pesticides in utero, the atrazine. Palm Beach Pete, give us your campaign website one more time.
Vote for
PalmBeachPete.com. Say it one more time. Vote for PalmBeachPete.com.
All right, you're coming on the War Room, 3 p.m. Central tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific, with the great Harrison Smith. Thank you so much, Palm Beach Pete, who is not Jeffrey Epstein. Thanks for coming on with us.
My pleasure, Alex. Thanks again.
Now, when's my massage? Thank you. When's my massage check coming in, though? Hurry.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, I like to have people on that have had courage and have been stalwarts and have been dauntless and have been proven right. We have Mike Lindell in the lead to win the governorship from nowhere. We have all the big lawsuits and now the latest Dominion being dropped against him for exposing the electronic voting machine fraud. He's joining us next hour. Dr. Wakefield, Andrew Wakefield, the first to come out and connect autism to the shots, all vindicated congressional reports. Them covering it up in 2000, they knew. He didn't know that at the time. That's since been released and declassified. Unbelievable what he went through. Targeted by MI6, CIA, same way I was targeted with the Sandy Hook stuff. Major PSYOP. And he's got a new book coming out and more. We're going to be talking about where we go from here in a moment. But first, remember, we're listener supported. We have the very best supplements, the very best super nutrients that boost everything, the very widest selection of Patriot apparel, and so much, the very best water filtration, highest rated, cutting everything out, thealexjonesstore.com. That's how we fund this operation. I can't do it without you. I had my son, Rex Jones, who's quite the chemist, in yesterday, talking about these amazing products. I'm going to show you this ad to keep us on air, because we're in the rebuilding phase. We need funds. We're in a fundraiser, but these products really work. Get them. Here's Rex breaking it down. 2 years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural clean energy without stimulants. and you got together with top formulators and created Methyl Drive and Power Plant. They can individually be taken,
yes,
or they can be stacked together with Methylene Blue. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken Ultra Methylene Blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. More energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 to stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant. That's Ultra Methylene Blue. Now, the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make.
We have the Power Plant bundle discounted. Power Plant, yes. Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it.
You guys really need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that Power Plant formula combined with the Methyl Drive and the Methylene Blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the Methyl Drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the Power Plant. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the Methylene Blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Mike Lindell coming up next hour in the lead for governor. Vindicated. Lawsuits getting dropped right and left. The truth's coming out. Now, Andrew Wakefield, most people know who he is, they're informed, but a lot of people don't. This all started, it's got to be 20 years ago, what they did to him. And I watched with horror as they did it. Fake studies, lies, he's a fraud, isolating him, taking his license, going after him, putting him through hell. He came to Austin, lived here, and then California. Totally vindicated in spades. Everything he talked about proven to be true, but worse than he said. Now, all these Senate and House hearings where they cover up deaths in the secret trials of the COVID shots, and they covered up the autism links, and now Kennedy taking away vaccine liability protection. Trump saying we give kids too many shots. Yeah, things aren't perfect, but we've moved the needle, not 180 degrees, but like 100 degrees. I mean, it's moving quicker and quicker and quicker. And the system is in full panic mode. He's got a new book coming out, WakefieldMediaGroup.com. The book we're going to tell you about that's coming out on X at Dr. Andy Wakefield. It's great to have him here to just cover the waterfront and go wherever he wants here. My vindication, I've been blessed, usually comes a few months after. I said the Strait of Hormuz will close. Trump will figure out he's been set up. The mullahs will come out on top. It will devastate the economy. And the main issue will become Israel first versus U.S. first. That was easy to call 120 days ago. But he was a true pioneer in his own practice and did what he thought was right and got crucified for it. But we stand on his shoulders today. And now more and more comes out about Fauci and all his lies and Hotez and all of them. So, Dr. Wakefield, thank you for being here with us today. There's so many places to start, so many places to go, but covering up vaccine injuries, covering up vaccine deaths, calling all these new gene therapies vaccines, we needed a lot more Andy Wakefields back when you were, patient zero and all this, but what is it like now? How long's your saga been? It's got to be 20 years, right? What is it like now in retrospect?
31 years, Alex.
How many?
31 years.
31?
31 years.
Wow, that's right. I've been covering your cases. I was on air. I've been interviewing for like 25 then. Yeah. So where do you want to start here?
Well, let me just bring all your listeners up to date. And that is the latest study. All I did all those years ago, Alex, was to ask for more science to look at the vaccine autism link, specifically MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, based upon the parent's story of what happened to their child. And that work was, as you say, fudged. It was cheated. It was, they lied. They obfuscated. Here is the latest study. Okay. The latest study, I remember I asked for further work to be done. This is the further work. It has reviewed 136 papers that alleged to look at this link, including 12 comparisons of vaccinated versus unvaccinated children. That is the gold standard.
And that's the study out of Michigan, correct?
That's right. Health outcomes. That's absolutely right.
Give me the study name again. I want to pull this up. Sorry, but give us the name of the study. I want to pull it up. I forgot to do that.
It's called an inconvenient study. Was the movie that was made about it. An excellent expose by Del Bigtree.
Continue.
And what happened, the conclusion of this latest paper to come out is this, Alex. Now I'll read it for you. Combination and early timed routine childhood vaccination constitutes the most significant modifiable risk factor for autism spectrum disorder. There you have it. The most significant modifiable, it can be prevented, and yet it's not. So that's where the science stands at the moment, 31 years further on. And it's thanks to you, and it's thanks to people like Del Bigtree that this message is getting out there in the widest way possible. So I'll tell you a story now about this book. And this book is not about vaccines. This new book comes out tomorrow. It's called The Bequest. And it's a rather unusual story. I was at a conference around 2010 in America, given a lecture, and that evening I was taken out for dinner by one of the organizers, a mother of an affected child, severely affected, nonverbal child, teenager with autism. And over dinner, Alex, she asked me if I would father a child for her. Now you may think, what a very strange thing to raise on the show, but her motives were entirely sincere, and her intention represented something that was symptomatic of a real problem in this country, and that is this. What was going to happen to her child when she became infirm or died? Who was going to look after her child? Because there was no one. There's no provision. The world did not understand his condition. The world did not care, and the world certainly didn't love him. And he was going to die on the street. This is the nightmare of many millions of parents across America and around the world every night. What happens to my child when I'm gone? And often the care falls to siblings. So it takes a healthy sibling out of the workplace as well, because these individuals often require 24/7 care. So you not only have damaged an individual, but you've taken one of their healthy siblings out of the workplace. No society can sustain the level of injury that we've seen with this. So I was very, very moved by her request. And I said, I'm going to write a screenplay about this, which I did. I put it on the shelf. I came back to it many years later when the time felt right. And Hollywood, as you know, is in a difficult place at the moment, certainly trying to raise funds for independent films, which is what I do. I'm a filmmaker. And so my assistant said, you need to write the book. Much cheaper to get a book out there. Get that the story out far and wide. Let people know what's going on, what this is all about. And someone will come forward and say, this would make a great movie. We make the movie. And that gets out. Books are read by many people.
Yeah, that's the smartest way to get a movie out. If you know it's going to be a hit, you've had many big hits. Is to put the book out. Absolutely.
That's it. So that is the plan. The plan is to enlist the help of someone like Taylor Sheridan, because it's a Western, Alex. It's a Western. You may say, well, why make it a Western on the Oregon Trail in 1867? And the reason is twofold. One, I wanted to take this story away from the issue of causation. What was causing it? To a time when autism was vanishingly rare. And I did that because I don't want anything to detract from the core message that this film is about, and that is what happens to my child when I'm gone, when there's no one left to protect
my
vulnerable
child.
Well,
I'm going to read the book as soon as it comes out, and we'll have you on about that. I want to get more into that, but I want to cover all the current stuff as well. But I had a caller right before you came on. We had a candidate for Palm Beach on that they're accusing of being Jeffrey Epstein, and I was trying to dissuade some of the real conspiracy theories out there. And a lady heard a caller call and said, I'm autistic. What do you do for autistic people? He said, oh, we'll have a gala fundraiser for you, which is a side issue. She calls in mad saying, autism's exaggerated. It's basically made up. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor, but I'm 52. I've got four children, 23, 22, 18, and 9. They've never had any shots. I go to the movie theaters. I've seen children. You go to the mall. Half of them look like zombies. A whole bunch of them are barking and yelling. You go to a restaurant. There's always autistic kids in there. There's a lot of people. It's everywhere. And the neurological disorders, we aren't living as long. 25-year-olds are getting Alzheimer's. There's all these studies about the shots adding to this cocktail of chemicals in the food and water, the forever chemicals. I mean, this is going on. I know you get into the statistics here. What do you, and obviously there's some people that are just kids that are on screens too much, you know, that they say are autistic. But as a spectrum, when they say autistic, we're talking about neurological damage, neurological quirks. Also, it's a lot of women older having children. So the eggs are older. I've seen the studies. You're the expert, but explain to people. I mean, we know what in the '50s, 1 in 40,000 or whatever. Now it's 1 in 33 or whatever, even higher in South Korea. So spend a few minutes, sir, if you can. We'll get back into your book as well. I can't wait to read it. Sometimes, you know, it's fiction that gets people, sometimes not nonfiction, but you're quite the autism expert now because you were first person to do this causal connection to the shots and autism. What the hell's going on with autism? What's going on with our youth being disassociated, you know, in their own bubble? What's happening? And then what's going on with the suppression of all the treatments and things that you've pioneered and proven, in some cases, cure kids, but they're always behind, but in other cases, certainly mitigate. This is critical information.
Yeah, firstly, there's a lot of ill-informed opinion out there, and there's an abundance of opinion, and we can dispose of opinion. Let's just deal with facts. When I first got involved 31 years ago, the rate of autism was 1 in 10,000. It was perhaps even less. It went up dramatically, exponentially, and now in Northern Ireland, in certain states in this country, 1 in 12 to 15 boys has autism, okay? Now, people say, well, this is expansion of the description of autism, the diagnostic criteria, that we're just including milder cases. No. When you look at the severity of the autism in those cases, many, many children are at the severe nonverbal end of the spectrum. So, no, it cannot be explained. Are we better at making the diagnosis? I do not believe that. Why? Because the best diagnosticians in the history of this planet are not even of this century or of the last century, but the century before. They worked in places like the Salpêtrière Hospital in Paris, people like Tourette, Gilles de la Tourette, Tourette syndrome, Jean-Martin Charcot. These people were outstanding clinicians. Had autism existed, they would have described it. There was nothing they could do therapeutically about it because they didn't have the drugs or any access to that kind of thing at that time. But they were excellent diagnosticians. Had it existed, they would most certainly have picked it up and described it from top to bottom. So no, let's not flatter ourselves that it's just that we're making the better diagnoses. And if you look at states like New Jersey or California, where they've had the same diagnostic criteria in the same centers over a prolonged length of time, and this is the ADDM, New Jersey is part of this, the autism diagnostic group, then what you see is that the rates there are very, very high, approaching 1 in 12 to 15 boys. So it's real, and it is not pretend. It is not a fake. It's not made up. There is a real problem.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., just interrupt you as you continue, Doctor, with your gravitas on this. He goes over all the statistics that no one denies. Obesity, diabetes, heart disease, neurological disorders in our youth, in our children. I mean, I remember all we did was stay outdoors until it was dark. All we did was climb trees. A lot of it's the television, the sedentary lifestyle, then all the processed foods. We know all the studies. I mean, bottom line, we are sick. Can you speak to that? What is going on?
Yeah, no, this is pervasive. And in those studies I mentioned, the 12 comparison of vaccinated, unvaccinated, they look beyond autism. They looked at ADD, ADHD. They looked at allergic and immune disorders. And they found that they, across the board in every single study, that those ailments were worse, were more common in the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. In the final study that was initiated by Del Bigtree and Aaron Siri, then in that situation, they said, we're going to publish whether it shows that vaccines are safe or not safe, whether they're associated with these problems or not. When, of course, it came to it, and he found that the physician who conducted the study found that those with who'd taken the vaccines were significantly worse off across a whole host of health domains, then he refused to publish. And that was the great moment in that film when Dell filmed, secretly filmed him saying, I'm not going to publish this because it would be the end of my career. That is what we're dealing with. He's more concerned about his career than with the health of millions of children across this country and the world. And that is an utter disgrace.
Absolutely. And of course, Del Bigtree and others, they have the recordings of this top vaccine scientist that runs a whole division, a whole company, a university's programs. And he's going, of course, I'll, you know, do this. And it takes him a few years. He does it. I'm kind of giving a quick boil down. You can correct any little factoids that aren't dead on, but just from reading the articles and hearing the audio and, you know, talking to Bigtree, who was on about it, he challenges him. He says he'll do it. He does it. He goes, okay, the findings are true. That's causing autism and all this other stuff. I can't release this. It'll destroy my career. I mean, the cowardice of that, to know it and admit. He didn't even say, oh, well, it's inconclusive and lie. He said, no, it's all true. And then for my own damn career, I am going to do this. What a devastating revelation. And I'd say that guy's par for the course the higher up you get in the medical system. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, absolutely. When we published, when we put out Vax, the movie Vax, that really changed the whole world on this issue, that was fraud at the CDC. The CDC has systematically defrauded the population of this country, the taxpayer, the politicians, the doctors, everybody, when they had discovered that my contention was correct, that MMR vaccine is causally associated with autism, and the younger you get the vaccine, the greater the risk. They tested that hypothesis. They found it was true. And for 14 years, they covered it up and put children in harm's way. Deliberately, knowingly, they put children in harm's way. And that's what we're dealing with. And people have now woken up to this, Alex, thanks to the silver lining of the cloud that's COVID, because it's emerging and has been emerging now for several years, just how devious, how fraudulent, how dishonest people like Tony Fauci and others were in the not only the development of the virus itself, but the subsequent use of the vaccine, so-called vaccine, and the denial of medical effective medical treatments to patients. So the public now have woken up, and there's no point in blaming you and me for having this conversation about vaccine safety and saying it's all our fault. It's your fault. You have created this situation by lying to the American public, deceiving them, and that's where we are right now. And in truth, they will never trust you again. They will trust the people who bought them the truth.
Well, I just want to be clear about this. It was about 20 years ago, so you'd already been exposing this for over a decade, that it was a huge bombshell back when corporate media still occasionally told the truth. ABC News reported, it had to be about 2008, if I remember, because it was such a big deal, that there'd been a meeting in 2000 at the CDC with the board and the director, and they were saying, listen, we've maimed tens of millions of kids, and the public finds out they're going to kill us. These were quotes because they wrote minutes on it. And then that got leaked. They confirmed it was real. And they said, we've got to clean it up and get it out. But then they didn't even do that. They just continued on. And then Fauci later admits in public statements, well, we've had problems with the old system and contamination. So now that's why mRNA is going to fix it. Then it's even worse, arguably, I think, inarguably. So the point is, we already have smoking guns decades ago. But you weren't vindicated yet. Countless more millions had to be hurt. I mean, it's just, I cannot believe as these institutions, I know up higher they're evil, Fauci and Bill Gates, but even the directors, it turns out, aren't conscious of it. They learn of it, and then they double down, and then it becomes conscious eugenics, conscious depopulation, conscious mass murder. There's no other way to slice it.
Now, once you are aware that what you're doing is causing harm, once you have knowledge that that is taking place, that is then deliberate. You have deliberated, you have come to the conclusion that for whatever reason you're going to continue with your policy, putting children at risk, that is then deliberate, and that is what they have done. And it's absolutely extraordinary to me that there is no accountability, none whatsoever. Those scientists who worked at the CDC who were admitted that they were fraudulent, continued to work, got their pensions, no consequences for them whatsoever. That is the disgrace.
You're absolutely right. We're going to go to break, and I want to come back and talk about what you believe needs to be done, because we've obviously reached critical mass getting Kennedy in. There's word that he may be run out soon, but Trump flip-flops back and forth. Gabbard runoff, absolutely devastating. It wasn't the cancer. Her husband has cancer, but I can confirm directly from the top, Trump told her leave. They ran Joe Kent out. He resigned. Trump ought to be begging him back. He told him the Iran war was what was going to happen exactly. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs did, too. The head of the Army did. They fired him. What we need to do now at this critical mass with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and I forgot, one of the biggest films in history, hundreds of millions of times seen online, Vax, that you made, is more important today than when it came out. How many years ago did Vax come out?
2016.
Yeah. So, and haven't you done an update on Vax, haven't you?
The other filmmakers have. I've moved on to other films.
We'll be right back. Stay there, Doctor. Now, everybody's talking about forever chemicals, and there's a whole bunch of them, and they just basically never go away. And they've been directly linked to cancer, infertility, obesity, mind fog, neurological disorders exploding. There's a big study out, harmful forever chemicals in blood of almost every single American. 98.9% of the American people. And that's just these chemicals. That's less than 100 of those 58 different ones that are seen as PFASs. There are hundreds of other chemicals like atrazine, glyphosate, you name it, that are in the water supply. And most bottled water has it. Even if you've got well water runoff, it's got it. It's everywhere because the fuel additives, the list goes on and on. Processed foods, you name it. The thing to do is gravity-fed filters with the highest-rated double carbon filters. There's two carbon filters in our unit, but each one has two layers in itself. So it's double carbon, each one, not just two filters. It has 3 gallons an hour of tap water, swamp water, pool water, and everything is non-detectable. These are the platinum standard of filters, the highest rated, highest tested. You can read the studies by top third-party firms that tested it, two different ones, theAlexShowStore.com. We got a limited run of these, the most beautiful stainless steel, the highest quality. These are like $100 less than similar units that aren't even as good. But those sold out. Several thousand come in early next week. You can pre-order those now, and then it'll probably be a month till a bigger order comes in. If you want to get at the head of the line so that when these come in, you will be shipped to you first, now is the time. Because I would imagine the way they're selling in about a week or so, I was talking to Big Leader sponsor this morning, the pre-order will be sold out when it comes in, and we're going to take it off the site, no more pre-order for the time being. Once that happens, we're going to wait till a bigger shipment comes in because we don't like to even do pre-order, but this is so important. It supports the show. You commit to do it. You know you're going to get it. You're going to get it first. This is hands down an out of the park major victory. It is the top of the line carbon platinum level, highest quality stainless steel, beautiful unit, great for your restaurant, great for your home, great for your cabin. It is the very best you're going to get. They sell units that aren't even as good for $400 all day. This starts out at less than $300 for VIPs, like $220. You cannot beat this deal. And it puts together in like 3 minutes, totally easy to use, very durable, tens of thousands of gallons go through it, then you just buy replacement filters that are inexpensive, the highest quality. Get at the head of the line now and support the broadcast so we can rebuild this information warfare operation, get more hosts, more crew, more reporters. It's a 360 win. Don't wait. The biggest thing you do for your body, for you and your wife, your husband, your children, your staff, your crew, your coworkers, is have these units in the break room, have these units in your kitchen. It's a beautiful unit. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and ensure you get it first before we take it off sale until we finally get it back in stock when a bigger shipment comes in about a month. But a limited shipment coming in, it's about to sell out. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, running for the next 2 weeks is the start of summer super kickoff sale. Every 3 days, one of our best-selling supplements will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultramethylene Blue, medical grade, the very best out there. You can also get the T3 iodine up to 50%. 50% off as well. That's the next 3 days. All the new 250th anniversary limited edition Patriot ball caps and t-shirts, some of the best designs ever, are now on the site as well. And it funds this operation, thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel anytime. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Mike Lindell, another man vindicated. Dominion dropped their huge lawsuit against him. Smartmatic indicted for election fraud around the world. In big trouble. He's joining us in the lead for the governorship. Unbelievable. Ship attacked the Strait of Hormuz as Iran threatens U.S.-backed route. Washington Post, we'll be getting to that. Iran holds the cards. Pentagon told Trump, don't do it. 92% chance the mullahs do not fall. 100% chance they close the strait, which they could do. And I know the inside baseball on that. And I want to say something about this right here. We got massive bot attacks, massively censored, basically shadow banned on X, not by Musk. I've talked to the tech experts. It's outside groups can do manipulations, attacking to the algorithm. But I do what's right, because there aren't enough people that'll tell the truth when they know they're going to get attacked. If people all had the attitude, or at least a majority had an attitude, or even a larger minority of, I'm going to do what's right, count on others to see my example and stand up, that's how you build a good civilization. So when I sit here and praise Dr. Andrew Wakefield, you only do that with certain guests, and I was, you know, fawning all over Tucker Carlson, because I know Tucker's the real deal. I've known him for 15 years. I know he's given up a lot to tell the truth. I knew from several people at Fox that he took 2/3 less money his last 3 years at Fox to have editorial control and say and do whatever he wanted. And then with certain guests like me specifically, they said, you can't have Alex Jones. He said, well, my contract says that. And that's why he would talk about me constantly and promote me, because he could say whatever he wanted. He just couldn't have me on. They said there was some loophole in the contract. And then when I was being deplatformed, he stood up for me. And then he got to Elon Musk and explained, have you checked the logs at X, at Twitter, about Jones and Sandy Hook? Did you ever read, because they can read every private message, every post ever made, even though I was banned. And Elon talked about it on air with me. He went and pulled up the logs, and I never talked about it, but 5 times saying it happened. It's my life. I peed on graves. I attacked families. 5 times all said it happened. Did 2 interviews with debates, people saying it didn't happen. I was covering a phenomenon. And they created this whole construct where I've been in parking lots and restaurants in front of my family. And people walk up and go, you murdered those children, not Adam Lanza. That's the brainwashing. Like when they said Trump said the KKK are fine people. He said they're not fine people. They lie. They said Wakefield faked studies, faked his own test to lie and show these antibodies and things in the gut and his connection to autism, now all proven. He was a pioneer. So we must celebrate the people that are pioneers. We must celebrate the people that are crucified for the truth, because if you don't at least celebrate them, how, and defend them and support them, how are people ever going to stand up in mass if we just take it for granted, the trailblazers? So whether it's Andrew Wakefield or Tucker Carlson and just many other people, and quite frankly, this broadcast and our crew, I don't ask for the support. This operation is storied in how much we've broken, what we've done. I just go to the truth no matter what it is, okay? And I'm not always right, but I'm right like 98% of the time. And here we are. So Dr. Wakefield, I was asked the question, we hit the break. If more people would do what you've done, and more people would do what Kennedy's done, And more people, we would turn this around very quickly. We're already starting to turn it around. I think, tell me if you disagree, Great Awakening's here, but not fast enough. And it's giving evil more time to organize and think that it can get back in control. We have to rout it. I don't mean there's some utopia at the other end, but this current permutation, this cancer, we have to beat this into the ground. We have to overrun it. We have to have strategic, clear victories in culture and not just take the fact that we're pushing back and winning some battles. Do you agree with that? And you've been through a lot. You're a wise man, filmmaker, author, what, doctor, What do we need to do, in your view, to not just stay in the fight, but press the attack?
Well, change has, as you point out, been painfully slow in this, and a lot of children have been injured as a consequence of that slow response. But two things, in my experience, have changed the landscape altogether. One is film, telling the stories to people about fraud at the CDC and the pharmaceutical industry and elsewhere, bringing public attention to that in a format that is entertaining and educational. And the second is COVID, the disaster that the federal agencies made of COVID, the lies they told. The silver lining, as I said, was that it woke so many people up. When I first got involved in this, Alex, 31 years ago, a handful of people around the world were prepared to talk about the contentious issue, the vexed issue of vaccine safety. Now it's more than half the adult population of the world are questioning, saying, actually, no, we no longer trust them. This is not believable, and we will never trust you again. So it is changing dramatically, and I think it's taken on a life of its own. I think it will continue to change. How could we ever have imagined Bobby Kennedy in the White House, the Secretary of HHS, even 2 years ago? I could not have imagined that. So it is changing. It is changing too slowly for so many people. There will be, for many, no accountability. That's the way the system works. And as far as I'm concerned, me personally, I can reconcile. It's not about me. I came to that realization many years ago. It's not about me. What happens to me is neither here nor there, frankly. There's a much bigger issue at stake, and that is what happens to these children. We need to do several things. We need to stop the flow of injury. We need to cut that off, and that means, in my experience, dramatically modifying the childhood vaccine schedule. The other is to deal with those who've been injured on the battlefield of man's arrogant fight against infectious disease, in other words, vaccination. And that is to look after the children who are harmed and make provision for them. And that's what this latest book does, is bring attention to this critical issue of what happens when the parents are no longer there. So please,
yeah, let's explain your book. Let's get more into your book. And as soon as I read it, and as soon as it's out, when is the book coming out?
Okay, so it comes out. The plan is for it to come out tomorrow. There's a launch party on Instagram tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Instagram, 10 o'clock Central Time. There we go, at Andrew J. Wakefield. So come and join us. There'll be a bunch of freebies. Well, I'll be answering questions. And there is the basis of the story. As the winter of 1867 approaches, vengeful death on the Oregon Trail leaves an immigrant mother and her autistic son facing a relentless struggle for survival in an uncompromising land. But on the Oregon Trail, on the western frontier in 1867, I wanted to make it as harsh an environment as one might imagine for this mother and her child to survive.
All right, now, give us the website, because I'm aware of a lot of your websites. Where is the proper website to find the book launch?
The website to go to is thebequest.co. Thebequest.co. So go to thebequest.co, and that's where you'll find us.
And the event tomorrow, where do people find that?
That's where they will find it. Go to the event. Also go to Instagram at Andrew J. Wakefield.
So you're going to be streaming it there?
That's it. That's where we'll be announcing the book and talking about it, answering questions, giving away freebies, videos, Vaxxed, all the movies I've made, t-shirts. Join us there and learn more about this.
All right, I want to get back into the poison shots now. This clip, 5 years ago when he was interviewed by Mike Tyson, would get pulled down everywhere. Think of all the censorship we went through, not just the lockdowns, not just not being able to see loved ones while they killed them for $53,000, same program worldwide, but blocking clips like this, blocking our show, medical doctors we had on warning. Remember all that and know, while we're exposing this now, we're stopping their next attempted pandemic. They've been hyping the bird flu, Ebola. I want to talk to Dr. Wakefield about that. We've had Hotez and Fauci saying, don't worry, there'll be a new pandemic to block Trump. And of course, he said that back in 2017 about Trump. He will face a new pandemic. Respiratory virus, and now all confirmed. They cooked it up at Chapel Hill, moved it to Wuhan. This was premeditated, it's clear. But this is a censored clip going back, talking about the big pharma industry and what they're really up to with Mike Tyson. Here it is.
We have 1,400 studies, peer-reviewed studies, published on NIH's website, PubMed, linking it to all of the, linking various vaccines to all of those injuries.
So what are they doing this for, money?
Well, they're making $60 billion a year selling us vaccines, but they're making $500 billion a year selling the remedies for the injuries caused by vaccines.
Wow.
So the diabetes medication, the Adderall, the Ritalin, the Concerta, the Advair inhalers, the albuterol inhalers, the anti-seizure medications, all of those, you know, this is a really great business plan for these companies. You make people sick, and then you sell them the lifetime cure. And measles, wow. They weren't making any money. If you get measles or chicken pox, the cure is chicken soup and vitamin A, and you can't patent either of those.
Huh.
And you're well in a week. There's self-limiting illnesses that go away in a week. But if you can give somebody that vaccine and make them, you know, diabetic for life, and you got a permanent customer, or ADD or ADHD, and, you know, many of the vaccines are for illnesses for which there is zero risk. A baby, a one-day-old baby has zero risk of getting hepatitis B,
right,
if his mother doesn't have it,
yeah,
which every mother's tested for. You can only get it from, you know, unprotected sex or from sharing needles. Why are we giving one-day-old babies a vaccine for hepatitis B, and they admit the vaccine only lasts 5 years? That baby is not going to have sex with a prostitute in the first 5 years of life. There's zero risk. And yet it's a very, very dangerous vaccine.
And remember how Pfizer, about 6 months into their rollout in 2021, and they said, oh, our new push isn't going to be vaccines. It's going to be cancer increasing and cancer treatments. Then they had the vice president of Pfizer, the head of mRNA technology, caught by James O'Keefe before they kicked him out of Veritas, saying, oh, we've got new viruses on the shelf we made. We're going to release new variants. It's a great business deal. They're not even hiding it. From your research, and I know you don't like to go out on limbs, but I think it's pretty clear now. Overall, this is premeditated. They're making us sick for control. A, do you agree with that? B, give us any examples you'd like to give, Dr. Wakefield.
Firstly, that will be remembered as one of the landmark interviews with Bobby Kennedy, and extraordinarily brave approach to just getting the word out there. Yes, I mean, and it's absolutely true. They're making it at the front end. They're making it at the back end. They're making a great deal of money out of this market, and they will do everything they can to protect that market. And that is manifest in the censorship, in everything that's gone on. I remember going on Cheryl Atkinson when she was with CBS, and she said to me, we did an interview about vaccines and autism, and she said, Andy, when we've edited this clip and it goes to the money men on the top floor, I will get a call at 15 minutes. They will call me and they say, this clip will not play. If it does, our sponsors will pull out, our sponsors being the drug companies. Well, she was wrong. She's rarely wrong, but she was wrong. It was 5 minutes. 5 minutes after it was edited, they pulled it. And that's the kind of censorship that we've had to put up with. That is changing. It's not changing fast enough. But the harm done well beyond the issue of autism is extraordinary. And I'm delighted to see Bobby in that interview taking this issue on, as he has done ever since. You're fighting a huge lobby, because in government you have people on both sides of the aisle whose campaigns are funded in large part by the pharmaceutical industry, and who will fight on their behalf and not in the interests of the American people, which is, again, utterly disgraceful and inconsistent with the reason they were elected to be there. So we have a huge battle yet to fight, but while there's breath in my body, I will continue fighting it. I think, as I say, the silver lining of COVID was that it woke people up to what's going on. I doubt very, very much, very much, whether any future pandemic program and RNA-based vaccination is ever going to be successful again. And for that, they have themselves to blame.
Absolutely true. And I want to go back to this for the fifth time. You were, as a preeminent person and very respected and the most demonized ever, 31 years ago through this saga, and I'd say it took 15 years or so, you correct me in the time frame, to be vindicated. Now you're ultra vindicated. You went through hell, and if you hadn't done that, if so much of the research was built off of what you discovered and then proven, you were the trailblazer. And look at Cheryl Atkinson. She was investigating the CIA, spying on Congress, you name it. And then they threatened to plant child porn and tried to on her husband. But it was a good federal agent that left something in their mailbox, if I remember, warning her that this was going to happen. They did the same thing to me. And then the FBI said, no, I was a victim. And when they came and checked the forensics, obviously, it was unopened emails. But the national media headline said that. And, you know, Jones sent child porn to Sandy Hook families. No, someone sent me an email. They did discovery of tens of thousands of emails, 300,000 they got, and then knew right where to go find hidden links in an unopened email and ran a national headline that I sent child porn. And that's all it said. Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, you know, I'm sending child porn to people. The FBI put a letter out, not defending him overall, saying, no, Jones is a victim. This was sent. This was unopened. They didn't have to do that, but there's still good people, even ones that don't pop their heads up, that do that. Atkinson, they were going to plan it. They were doing it. They caught him. In fact, they did do it, but then they'd already been caught. People need to know this. When you got Wakefield up here on the field and I'm up here on the field, it's like Tron when they're fighting Central Control, except it's not a movie. This is real, people. And I want it to boil into people's heads. This isn't a Netflix show. This isn't fiction. Wakefield's real. I'm real. The hell we've gone through is real. And I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. I just want people to realize this is man's work, okay? Woman's work. This is adult stuff. This is real. And I just want people to front and center celebrate the people that are putting it all on the line for all of us collectively and invite you to join us in this fight. So many people think they have the perfect program. They got to have a way to do it. They've got to fix the whole world themselves. No, just speak out. Just say no to the system. Support those that are at the vanguard. What are other ways people can support Trailblazers, Dr. Wakefield?
Well, in my case, reading the book and supporting the films, watching the films, making it all worthwhile. The films were made to do the heavy lifting for you. These are highly complex issues about vaccine safety, the vaccine safety court, the frauds that have taken place. My job has been to distill them into entertaining narratives that educate and have integrity, are honest. And in that way, millions of people can be helped. When I was in the clinic, I could help one child at a time. Making a movie, I can help many, many people. So make use of them. They're there for you. They are there to do the heavy lifting so that you can then go forward with informed consent as to whether you want to vaccinate yourself or your family. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's your body. It's your children's body. But you must be the one to make that informed decision, and that means getting the information to you. You
That's
will
right.
not get that information from the government or its agencies.
The book launches tomorrow. There it is on screen, the URL. I want to play one more clip for you before you have to leave us. And Mike Lindell, another vindicated individual, another trailblazer, lost his $50 million fortune in it, investigating fraud, being attacked, and now totally vindicated, about to countersue everybody, and about to win the governorship if we stay behind him. I told you he'd win. He's way ahead now. From number two, now way ahead, like 6, 7, 8 points in the polls. Just devastating. This is Dr. Theresa Disher.
Theresa Disher.
Yeah. And there's so many of these clips. People forget this, that not just the vaccine companies, but all of Big Pharma and what they're doing and baby parts and keeping babies alive. This is all dehumanizing. This is all destroying the sanctity of life. And if we don't stand up for the children and ourselves, then what do you expect? We've got to get our survival instinct back. Here's the clip.
Included the lung of the fetuses?
Yes.
Okay. Included the skin?
Yes.
Kidney?
Yes.
Spleen?
Yes.
Heart?
Yes.
And this was just one study. So I'm going to ask you again. In your entire career, how many fetuses have you worked with?
Well, I don't remember the exact number, but quite a few when we were studying them originally, before we decided to use them to make vaccines.
Do you have any sense? I mean, this one study had 76. How many other studies did you have that you used aborted fetuses for?
Oh, I don't remember how many.
You're aware? Are you aware that one of the objections to vaccination by the plaintiff in this case is the inclusion of aborted fetal tissue in the development of vaccines and the fact that it's actually part of the ingredients of vaccines.
I have another clip when I'm trying to play it with the co-maker, it's like 20 years ago, of the shock polio vaccine admitting, oh, it was all full of SV40, gave tens of millions of people cancer, killed them, many of them. Ha ha, there's too many people anyways. I'm sure you've seen that clip. I mean, these guys are so callous. And I know they select a lot of these guys that at the end of the day are just mad scientists. Dr. Wakefield, can you speak to, at the top of this, the center of the rat hole, the type of minds we're up against?
Yeah, once they assume an authority and they assume a level of income and prestige, they feel they can operate autonomously. For Tony Fauci, for example, it was not elected. No one elected Tony Fauci, and yet he took decisions, major health decisions, on behalf of the entire population of the world. He had no jurisdiction to do that whatsoever, and yet he did it. And the consequences were disastrous. And that's what these people have done over the years. They've become, based upon the argument that vaccines save lives and we can save millions of people and look at polio and look at this and look at smallpox, they've driven this narrative. They've controlled the narrative, and they have acted autonomously, assuming control over the population, over our bodies, taking away our God-given rights. And this is the situation in which we find ourselves now. Unfortunately, in that case, due to people like Aaron Siri cross-examining Dr. Stanley Plotkin, then it comes to people's attention just how callous and indifferent to the human condition these people are.
That's right. The bequest.co book comes out tomorrow. In closing, we got to go, but I'll never forget about, it's got to be about 12, 13 years ago, there's a big hill called the Hill of Life. I was marching up and down it, trying to exercise, and I get to the top, and this guy stops me, and he goes, I'm the head of the state board of health, and I just want you to know, you're right, the shots are hurting and killing a lot of people, but overall, it helps more people than it hurts, so we're still going to do it. And I didn't take my phone with me when I was hiking. I got back in my car on the smartphone, typed in, you know, and there he was. It was his picture. It was him telling me N justifies the means, but it doesn't even really even do that. That's the main final excuse is what I found is they lie and say they're doing better good than it's harming. But then we know the flu shots never even help one person. In your experience, is that really at the heart of their denial?
Yes, they genuinely believe based upon nothing whatsoever, based upon an assumption that the science has been done and it has not been done, that though the vaccines help more than they hurt. Well, they don't tell parents that. They don't give parents, this is the risk of this and this is the risk of this. They just say vaccines are safe and effective. That is a lie.
Incredible. Dr. Wakefield, we'll talk to you soon. I'm going to read your book. God bless you and thank you for all you've done for humanity.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much.
All right, very powerful. Mike Lindell, woo! By the way, he was probably, I'm not bragging, but just an example, you can push this, you nudge people. He's a frequent guest, and he was, I heard he was talking about running, and I said, is it true? And he says, I don't know. And I said, you got to do it. You're going to win. You got to do it. And I said, announce early. Announce today. Remember, he announced on my show. He said, okay, I was thinking about it. I'm doing it. So what a badass, now in the lead. In fact, pull up those articles. In the lead in all the polls, Mike Lindell, governor. Before we go to break, listen to me very, very carefully, folks. We have a new water filtration system that has the very best double carbon filters, that is the best filtration system, cuts out thousands of horrible things that are out there to non-detectable levels. You're not allowed by law to say it's not in there. Just say the spectrometers can find nothing. And the testing systems, I mean, it's the best and the most beautiful stainless steel, and it's way less than units that aren't even as good. It took them 2 years to get this done. It sold out in 3 days when the first 1,000 came in. Next week, another 2,000 come in, and we've almost sold out of the pre-order. So if you want to be at the head of the line, order it now. It's coming in. You'll get it, because then it's going to go off pre-sale until even more come in. I'm not going to do the pre-sale after this anymore. They got a whole bunch coming in like a month and a half, but a little bit coming next week. We've almost reached the number where the pre-sales is sold out, so you only have, I think, 4 or 5 days of current sales rates to get yours. It is the dual platinum gravity-fed water filtration system. It is the highest quality, thealexjonesstore.com. We've extended through Saturday till noon, and it's got to stop as we're getting low on it. Buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue, get another bottle free. You can also, the new sale goes through Monday. Bovine colostrum, the very best private labels, what we've got, the very best private label in the country we have. Buy one, get one free. There's not a lot of markup here, so this is almost a lost leader. Buy one, get one free. The best deal ever on a bovine colostrum for your hair, skin, and nails. And Ultimate Power, the strongest pre-workout energy drink. Totally healthy, amazing, better than Turbo Force. 30% off now at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look. Vodka. Potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow! The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Pure Americana right there. That's a smart cat. That is Mike Lindell in all the polls in the lead for governor in Minnesota. I knew it. Well, I mean, a true Minnesotan, not some foreigner that hates the
Minnesota flag, everybody. Our real Minnesota flag.
We only got you for a half hour. I really appreciate you, Governor. Wow. Dominion drops its lawsuit after torturing you after the SWAT team raids. After all the hell, Smartmatic indicted around the world. Vindication, vindication, vindication. Mike Lindell, tell us about it.
I am so happy for my employee-owned company, MyPillow. This is the media has been calling me one after another. Just got off the phone with ABC, and I said, you guys have attacked. They go, well, how do you feel? How'd you feel when you hurt? Well, I feel really good for my employee-owned company that was attacked more than any company in the history of the planet. So when I go as governor here, I can feel comfortable they're not going to get attacked anymore over here. And not just because I'm gone, but because they shouldn't have been attacked in the first place. And I'll tell you what, Alex, your audience has helped MyPillow get through to this day. I can't thank you enough. Remember, everybody, use promo code Alex. We're having our anniversary sale. Everything's coming together. Free shipping on your entire order with promo code Alex. Or call 800-875-4614. My employees will answer the phone. You can ask them how they feel about this day. I mean, I have felt so bad for 5 years for them that they were attacked because I'm out exercising my right of free
and
speech.
And Mike, some stations.
Voting machines need to be melted down and turned into prison bars.
Some stations don't carry this first five, but we're on the internet now, but I didn't want to waste any of your time sitting there. So recap this when we come back. But just briefly, For people that don't know, I've been attacked. Trump's been attacked. We've all been attacked. But you particularly, with the lawsuits and going after your company and going after your employees and being defaulted by corrupt judges. And there were times where you were treading water. And this is a long-haul fight. You spent your whole fortune proving the election was a fraud with Tina Peters and everybody, and you've been totally vindicated now. It's all come out. But it just shows how it's a long haul, and if it wasn't for your listeners at Lindell TV, if it wasn't for our listeners, and I know you thank them so much, they're the reason you're being vindicated. They're being vindicated. So I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for being part of this marathon battle, which isn't over yet, but we're turning the tide and winning. Mike, tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great day where they dropped this and dropped the lawsuit. And by the way, everybody, this doesn't mean, like Alex says, I'm going to stop talking about melting down these voting machines and turning them into prison bars. They all got to go. My lawyer last year, when MyPillow won that case in Colorado, he said, now let it be known, Mike Lindell is an equal opportunity voting machine basher. It doesn't matter what the brand. Go make blenders, but don't make voting machines and don't bring them to our country. They're banned in 132 other countries. We need to set the example for the whole world that we have the most secure elections in history, starting with that Save America Act. Shame on you, all you Republicans and Democrats sitting out there and don't realize that we, the people, want to have citizens vote in our elections, not illegals. It's a pretty easy concept. You need two forms of ID to shovel snow in socialist New York. You should have to have a proof of that you live here to vote in our sacred elections. So this has been, you're right, Alex, it's turning the tide here. The world, God's given us grace for such a time as this, everybody. And we got to all do our parts to keep moving this forward. And great things happening now. And they say, well, Mike, you know, you've had to learn patience. If you look up patience, you don't see a picture of me, but I've had to learn that. This has all been on God's timing and God's will as we move forward. And we look back and say, wow, all this had to happen to get where we're at now and to get where we're going to get at in the future. And it's going to be glorious.
You called it. You said that God's hand was on this through the whole storm the last 6-7 years. You were right. I had faith in it and faith in God, but you were right. We'll be back in 60 seconds with Mike Lindell and 400 plus stations. Join us. Go now to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Alex for free shipping. Massive.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery. Not the century of lies and accusations of insignificance and classism and statism and all the rest of those in control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what Jason wants!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
When you define vindicated, when you define dogged determination, you think Mike Lindell, you think President Trump, well, quite frankly, you think what we're doing here. We've been fighting hard as well, but I got to tell you, running his company, number one Walmart product ever, number one, going through the hell, losing all of his giant fortune, spending it all, exposing election fraud, and under massive attack, now vindicated Dominion, dropping its massive lawsuits against him. You've got the judge defaulting him last year, like they did me, saying you're guilty, no proof these machines can be computer accessed by wireless when they're designed for it. It's like saying no proof, birds fly in the sky, no proof, fish swim in the ocean. Tina Peters vindicated. All of this, but how big is it that they dropped this? Give us a Smartmatic update. They've been the state, the Somalis, and the Attorney General have been targeting his employee-owned company, his free drug recovery thing. They are still on his ass, and more so than ever, even though he's winning, thanks to your support, you backstopping him just like us, we'll keep fighting, but only if you back us will we win. You know, the spirit's strong, but the flesh is weak, and you empower the operations, folks. He is ahead in every major poll. We can put that on screen for governor. This is amazing, and I'm so glad he threw his hat in the ring. He was on the fence last year saying, well, Alex, I'm not quite ready. I'm not sure. And I said, we're doing it today. Come on, he said, all right. And I'm just really proud. I don't know how you remember that. I was talking to you before you went live. You said, absolutely. Well, I'm not quite sure yet. I'm thinking about it. I'm praying. I said, no, Mike, you're announcing today. Is that not true?
That's right. No, you're exactly right, Alex. You put it out there. One of the things last year when I did announce, there was two things. We prayed about it, my wife and I, and MyPillow had to be secure. The most attacked company in history with Operation Arctic Frost, our own government attacked us. When Lawfare started, when Smartmatic sued them, our Dominion sued MyPillow. They both sued MyPillow, my employee-owned company, because their CEO on his own time is out there going out and exercising his free speech right that we got to get rid of these electronic voting machines. It's been shameful, and I wanted to say you brought up Walmart. Shame on you, Walmart. Shame on you, shame on you. I can't say enough about bad things about Walmart being their number one $60 buy-through in history, and they cancel us a year after all the other ones did, which was 100% in my mind political because I wanted to get rid of the electronic voting machine. You don't take your top product and get rid of it and hurt MyPillow and my employees like they did and like these machine companies did and everything else with Lawfare. So I want to tell everyone thank you. I want to thank everyone from your audience, Alex, that have stood by us. And we were praying and praying and got us through with not only prayer, but buying our great products that we're the American dream on steroids. Here's a company attacked, right? You know, Minnesota, all the attacks that come from our local media here. And all we're doing is putting out products that help people. 85 million MyPillows sold because they work. They help people, and the savings, because we go right to you, I look at, you know what, Walmart, who would market up 55 points, that's why you get the savings. Right now, we're doing this Made in America sale. We have our MyPillow premiums. You see them right there, $18.98 for the queen. King size, a dollar more at $19.98. That's the lowest price in the history of MyPillow. There's another Made in the USA product. Our mattress toppers is low at $99.98. 50% off all our mattresses, you guys, at with that promo code, Alex, you get free shipping right to your front door. There's my Made in the USA crosses. You save $80, shipped right to your front door. And then we have our Giza Dream Sheets as low as $29.98. We have our Rev 7, our energy drinks, made in the USA. They help you so much.
The slippers, they're awesome. The socks.
Closing them out. $29.98, you guys, with free shipping, the lowest price. These are a closeout product we can't get anymore because of the Lawfare and the cancellation of MyPillow. Those are a whole other story. You know, Alex, I want to say this. We'd said it on another channel. You know, how did it hurt MyPillow more than one of the biggest things it did to MyPillow with these lawsuits was when you have a $1.3 billion lawsuit against you, all my vendors were afraid to give credit.
Oh, I know about it. I know about $1.3 billion.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they wouldn't give us no credit, so we had to become our own bank. Banks canceled us. They don't have nothing to do with it. Oh, they're going to lose. There's no way MyPillow's going to be around here. It was like I'm guilty before proven innocent. I mean, are you kidding me? My employees did nothing, my employee-owned company. It hurt them so bad. So we live in day-to-day wondering, are we going to be here tomorrow? I'd sit up every day and worry about my employees and worry about my baby, my company that invented MyPillow in 2005 or 2004. And to help people, but you know what? We made it through by the grace of God. Dominion, they dropped the lawsuit and then you have the Smartmatic lawsuit where that's sitting there in a summary judgment. The judge says I'm guilty before we even go to trial. And my MyPillow's guilty by association. Then a week later, all the evidence comes out, you'd think that would be just dismissed, but it's like a parked car. We're getting these one piece at a time. Last year, the $5 million challenge got overturned right here in Minnesota by the Supreme Court, or the Eighth Circuit. They said Mike was right. By the way, Alex, you know, They call us conspiracy theorists. I don't know. They dropped this yesterday knowing that we were going to put on Lindell TV 800 pages of evidence that would have come out in the trials, everybody. And if you go to LindellTV.com, it's the most extensive historical library of all the evidence ever put together. Remember, I have teams of 300,000 in all 50 states, and this evidence was compiled. Yes, it's going to be given. So part of it was given last February to the administration, and as you see, things come out like in Georgia and all
over. Tina Peters was getting it to you. You got SWAT teams. They tried to be. You have been a warrior. People need to get that in their mind, what you've gone through.
And Alex, you know, it's like with Tina, her and I talked just the other day, we're going, you know what? Tina looked right into that judge, and that judge says, you didn't learn a lesson, you keep doing podcasts, you're going to prison for 9 years. Well, what the governor, Polis, said in Colorado, everybody said, you know, this sentence, you can't sentence someone for their free speech. And that's basically what he took off. Now, he also said, if everybody might have missed it, I know Tina, even though I don't agree with her, she's going to continue on. When she walked out that door saying that our elections, we have to secure our elections, get rid of these machines. And what did Tina do? She hit the ground running. Because you know what? If you're like us that have seen and know what we know, we can't unknow that or unsee that. There's only one truth, everybody. And the truth is we have to secure our elections or everything's going to be in vain. You know, Alex, we're coming into a time when, and I said it 5 years ago, there were two things I said. One was we're coming into a time with artificial intelligence that can be used for good. But I'll tell you what, if bad people are selected instead of elected, it's the most dangerous thing ever. And then I also said, you know, I said, we need to ban Sharia law right here in Minnesota. I said, we're the Trojan horse for that. And now, and they say, oh, you're a racist. Well, now with the fraud here, another big blessing for the country and for Minnesota, the fraud, biggest blessing ever for Minnesota. I can say ban Sharia law and I'm not a racist. You know,
well, they're doing calls to prayer and then Europe's banning it. And the Sharia law violates the separation of church and state, creates a state run religion. They're openly pushing it. But please get back to Dominion. How big a deal is it? What Trump's done in Venezuela, exposing that, everything you and your experts said 6-7 years ago in congressional reports, White House reports, that indeed the Chinese through Taiwan, through Cuba and Venezuela, with not just one company, but three companies manipulating elections all over the world. These things are being banned all over the world. Smartmatic's getting indicted for different parts of the world. But it doesn't matter because this judge defaulted you saying you were guilty, wouldn't let you put on evidence. So I know that's a parked car, but get into why Dominion dropped, why you think, and then what's coming next. And then the beautiful part, we only have 13 minutes left with you. You're in the lead in all the polls and just absolutely beautiful for governor. How we get behind that.
Right. Okay. So let's go back to when we talk about Smartmatic, everybody. Back in January of 2021, when I was the one holding my arm up and they're going, Mike, you lost three more box scores. How do you feel? Did you hear about the voting machine? Did you hear about Smartmatic, Dominion, and all this? Now, Venezuela, this is probably the first time you've all heard this. The Venezuela underground would, I have many, many calls in January. These calls with Zoom calls with hundreds of them. They'd be crying going, Mike, please don't give up. Please. Our country was taken almost overnight with these voting machines with Smartmatic. And they're going, please don't give up. They were praying that it would happen to the USA someday, that it would open people's eyes to the world, and that somehow Venezuela then would be freed as a country and these machines gone. Well, it's all come to fruition, everybody. Their prayers are getting answered. And all these, with Smartmatic, you go back to the genesis of all this, when they started taking countries and taking Venezuela, then every country in South America. Now, remember, Argentina, one judge made a ruling in August of 2022 and said, we got to get rid of these voting machines. They said, but Your Honor, we can't do it. There's no time. They said, the judge said, you know what? We're going to do it anyway. They beat the Netherlands by 1 month. They got rid of the machines in 4 months, had the most secure vote with paper ballots hand counted they've ever seen, and they freed Argentina. And this is huge, everybody, where the president has never let up on what him and I talked about for 5 years. We've got about the, he never backed down on saying the 2020 election was stolen, and he's never backed down on securing our elections.
Let me be clear. I've been covering election fraud for 30 plus years on air, but I'm not as big of an expert as you because you totally plunged into it and spent every tens of millions of dollars. You can give us the number. I think it's like 30 million or something. Of all your fortune and the 20 million fighting, I'm going from memory, correct me. Battling these people, and you would speak so fast and have these guests on, and I thought, well, he's smart, but that's probably not all right, because you were just so confident. Everything you said has come out now. It's like you were so damn informed. When did you start getting into election fraud? When they stole it in 2020? Because you did like a crash course in this, and like I checked with all these activists around the country having victories, and they always tell me on air and off air, Mike Lindell financed it. Mike Lindell went to bat. Mike Lindell got lawyers. Yep. They tried to indict Mike Lindell. I don't think people realize you literally took the same energy to build MyPillow, the number one product in the country at $60 price range, and you poured that into fighting for this republic. That's why we've got to draft you, which you've done for governor, and then a few years later, I'm serious, President Mike Lindell, go ahead.
Well, you know, this goes back to November of 2020, everybody. And one of my things that God's gifting me with is mathematics and deviations. I can spot a deviation in numbers a mile away. And I took calculus in like ninth grade. So every day I look for deviations that like in my pillow, if something does good or bad, you had to have a different input that would affect that. And all the stuff that came out in November and December of 2020 after the election, I did my own due diligence. I went out and bought voter rolls. I bought every voter. I spent millions on voter rolls around the country. And I looked at things that were so improbable and some impossible. Numbers don't lie. 2 + 2 = 4. And when I did that, I go, wow, this is, you know, this doesn't even make sense. The magnitude of this, and everywhere I found, there were like Wisconsin, you had 11,000 people that voted according to their voter rolls that didn't live in Wisconsin.
Well, I was about to say Wisconsin's got millions more voters than they have people. Look at Michigan. I mean, it's all just cut and dry.
Yeah, exactly. But here's what I couldn't put in my head. I go, you know, I couldn't imagine taking 11,000 people and going, hey, you guys, gather around. We're all, everybody, let's run into Wisconsin and vote for Biden and commit a crime. That's not realistic. People are genuinely good people. So when January 9th of 2021, I was handed on a silver platter, here's evidence that it was voting machines. Computers were behind this. There's theft in every election. There's cheating in every election since the dawn of time. But now when you can use computers, it takes it to a whole nother level. And that level, as I looked in there, I'm going, I wasn't 99%. I was 100%. It was in front of me. And I had to get the word out to the country. And I spent, are you ready, everybody? Just in the fight and the lawsuits, maybe 20, 25 million. But I've spent $80 million on this country. Anyone that said, hey, we got this over here. We have this over here. Here you go. Because you know what? For me, what I seen was we don't have a country anyway. So even if no matter what I spent, I think I said it 2 years ago, Alex, to the media, you know, do you regret now that you spent all your money, your fortune? I said, absolutely not. I'll borrow if I have to, which then I did that. And you know what? It's all going to be worth it where we're going. We have to secure money doesn't mean anything. If we go in, we had 4 years of seeing what it could look like with no elections, basically with stolen elections of what couldn't happen. So this is why, you know, it's just like Tina. Once you know what we know and see what we see, which you can all see it at LindellTV.com, go look at all the stuff that's out there. It'll scare you. People didn't want to believe that, there could be so much fraud with computers in elections, you guys. And, you know, why can there be fraud and everything else? In Minnesota, our fraud here to the tune of 20-some billion dollars in all our welfare programs and our NGOs and stuff. This stuff is a blessing. I look at it like I look at the 2020 election as the biggest blessing ever in history because it manifested to where we're at. It opened people's eyes to the Uniparty, to all this stuff that we've realized in the last 4 or 5 years here, 4 years, I guess, but before Donald Trump got back in, which when he got back in, Alex, someone goes, oh, Mike, Donald Trump's in. We're saved. And I'm going, no, we're not saved. I remember the media coming after me. They go, Mike, do you think this election was sold? Stole your friend Donald Trump won? I said, you guys know me. I said, I wouldn't trust any election ever done with computers. And they said, well, who did this, the Democrats? I said, no, the Uniparty, the Deep State, the Globalists, and the CCP. That's the best I can tell you, everybody. But we can't ever give up. We have to secure our election. And that's another thing, running for governor in Minnesota. Everyone goes, Mike, you pick, boy, you pick something that hasn't, we haven't been red, everybody, since 1972 at the presidential level. We've been blue at the governor level for 24, it's been, last time a Republican government was 24 years ago. The things, but we have an opportunity here. I can win this. I've got the name recognition. I know Klobuchar very well. I know her weaknesses. I know we can raise more money to win. I have a marketing plan that's second to, it's never been done before, but I had a lot of practice.
And you've already proven that you're in the lead against the Republicans.
And we're in the lead.
And you're going to
be in the lead. So,
and there's no doubt you'll destroy her.
And you guys can help that. Right. All we need is help there. That's LindellGov.com, everybody. LindellGov.com. And I'm going to be putting out my budget and show everybody the problems, solutions to these problems we have, not just in Minnesota, but the nation. And one of the things, Alex, I went down to Texas the other day and did a fundraiser, and I told them all, I said, you think Minnesota doesn't affect you here in Texas, what goes on? I said, if you don't get me in and win, everybody's going to leave and head to Texas, and we might not send our best. You know,
well, let's be clear. Texas and Minnesota are the main Islamic invasion points. They even admit that. So we're like sister states, and that we're under Islamic targeting.
Yes, absolutely. And I've said it 5 years ago, we're the Trojan horse up here for Islam. And one of the first things I'm going to do is ban Sharia law. It has to be banned. Bring back our great flag here in Minnesota. But all these welfare programs.
For those that don't know, they replaced it with a Somali lookalike flag. We've only got 5 minutes left. I want to talk about this. As you mentioned earlier, Trump is very frustrated. There's some good moves in the Supreme Court on the elections. There's a lot of other good things. The U.S. Postal Service isn't going to deliver the fake mail-in ballots. A lot of positive things. You see Mondami and all these communists winning. He's the new leader of the party. This has never been more clear-cut what we're dealing with. But here's Chuckie Schumer flipping out about the SAVE Act that we absolutely must have to stop the election fraud. Here's Chuckie Schumer. I want you to respond to that.
The GOP will continue going along with Trump's all-out assault on voting rights with legislation like the SAVE Act. If my colleagues across the aisle have any sense at all, they ought to grill Trump on affordability, on his failed war with Iran, on his effort to hold American national security hostage, and all his other policies that are hurting the American people. When they emerge from their meeting, will Republicans have told Trump the truth? Will they speak truth to power? Will they do their job? Or will they just bend in obeisance to him and get more frustrated, more angry, more ineffective than they've ever been? On the Iran Powers Resolution.
All right, that's enough.
The successful path.
That's good. So,
Alex, with that, with what he's saying there, you talk about marketing and deflection, deflection, deflection. This is what they do. They love to deflect. Okay. But put it on Trump, Trump, Trump. Can you imagine going back, everybody, 20 years ago or 30 years ago or even 10 years ago and saying, hey, right now it's polling 80% with the people that, yes, we need voter ID. We need the SAVE Act. You need to be a citizen to vote. It is so nonsensical to even think that you would protect illegals from voting in our election. I mean, it's bizarre. And then for them to sit there and say this when you need two forms of ID to shovel snow in socialist New York. This was just a few months ago, everybody. And everyone should be reaching out to their politicians going, I don't care if you're Democrats or Republican. How can this, if you can't get this pushed through, this is disgusting. This goes to show you some of these uniparty Republicans and these Democrats that all just go here, even though it can be the craziest thing on the
planet.
They're
protecting the system. Some polls, 87%, but the average is 80 for the SAVE Act. Total treason, Thune, all of them. In closing, you got to go. You've got the 250th anniversary mega sale, free shipping with promo code Alex at MyPillow.com at checkout. Some of the best deals ever, made in America, putting the money towards fighting the tyrants, with the evil Attorney General of Minnesota coming after you. If people don't back Mike Lindell, they don't back the Alex Jones Network, they're insane. And you're a sponsor of ours, so we get some support there as well. A total 360 win, MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex at checkout, free shipping, and even bigger discounts. Mike, give us a minute and a half plug about the great products.
Yeah, you guys, we this is what it's always been. We don't have the middleman now with the box stores. So there you see our premium MyPillows, $19.98, the lowest price in history for the premium MyPillow, which made us famous. These, they actually work. We've sold 85 million. And then you have our beds. You have our beds. Our mattresses, I help design them. It helps you give the best REM delta sleep. Your body needs great sleep too. And those are 50% off and free shipping. The shipping's on us. You have, and we have all different things for the bedroom. There you see our adjustable bed frames. You see our platforms. You see our comforters. You see our mattress pads. Get everything you can for the bedroom there. 6 month money back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Every one of these products that I help develop, I developed to make them work. They help you. And then you have the sheets, our Giza Dream sheets, the best sheets in history. You guys, this is one of my favorite products, if not my favorite. Those are as low as $29.98. And anyone that has them, you guys get more. They're the best gifts ever. For your neighbors. Make your neighbors sleep right. Buy them for everyone. This is our celebration of America's 250th anniversary. Our made in the U.S. products, they're not only made here, but you're getting the best savings here. You're helping this great show, great podcast with Alex, and you're helping MyPillow, my employee-owned company, my employees. And I can't say it enough. Call 800-675-4614. If you go right to the website, too, we have over 40 new products that you'd put that promo code Alex in, and you're getting savings no one
Mike
in the
Lindell,
country
you are pure Americana. Join us again soon. Have a happy 250th anniversary. We love you, Governor Lindell. Thank you, brother. Love you. Very special event is about to happen this July 4th, 2026. The 250th anniversary of the beginning of our republic. And hey, our country's had a lot of problems, done a lot of bad things, but it's also done a lot of exceptional things. And it created the model of human liberty that others have aspired to across the world. That's why the globalists have come to this nation and tried to take it over, because our liberties and freedoms amassed so much wealth, so many inventions, so much ingenuity that it became the center of the world. So tyranny came here and had pretty much taken the nation over. But now we have major beachheads at the federal, state, and local level. And there are populist movements expanding and raging across the world in the great fourth turning, the great awakening. Their great reset, their COVID attack, their lockdowns have only backfired on them. And their attempts to launch all these wars has only awoken humanity. And that's why we're doing a fundraiser right now until the end of July, with more than a dozen limited edition shirts, some of the best designs ever at thealexjonesstore.com that are only available through the month of July. Ladies and gentlemen, these shirts fund our operation. They're great fabric. They feel really good. They're printed right here in the United States in Arkansas. And I designed many of these shirts. These are some of the best, cleanest designs we've ever had. This one just came from Arkansas out of the mail. It hasn't even been washed yet or even folded. That's why it's got a few wrinkles. It looks even better once you've washed it and taken it out of the dryer. And we've got a whole bunch of incredible designs we're putting on screen right now. And when you wear these shirts out in public, you meet like-minded people, it is a real adventure. There are hundreds of other incredible designs, ball caps. Many of them are limited edition. All these 250th anniversary are, and they're only available at thealexjonesstore.com. Look at this. America, 76, 250 years with the Betsy Ross flag on the arm. That's what it's all about. So get your shirts now. Get the best supplements, the best water filtration, and more at thealexjonesstore.com, and keep us on the air. Thank you so much for your support. America is coming back from the dead thanks to you.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at alexjoneslive.com.
Now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies, issues of no significance, and classism, and statism, and all the rest of those in control. It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, again, the Strait of Hormuz has been wargamed out for decades and decades. The Iranians, when they got bombarded last June during Operation Midnight Hammer, said, if you hit us again, we're going to close the Strait of Hormuz or only let our traffic through for people we work with, China, India, others. And if Israel nukes us, then Pakistan said, we'll nuke you. And they've restated that. So here we are 118, 119 days into this, and Trump keeps trying to get a deal, and then Israel keeps bombing Lebanon and Iran off and on. And so Iran says the deal's broken, so they started attacking ships today. Breaking: cargo ship hit with projectile in Hormuz as Iran issues renewed passage warning, saying they're not following Trump's deal. The deal's been broken. They're not following the UN brokered deal. Ships attacked the Strait of Hormuz as Iran threatens UN-backed route. They hold more cards than we do. Now, they're being belligerent. They may push Trump to full bombardment and invasion, which is a disaster and will be fully committed, and I think we'll end up winning. But it will make Vietnam look like a cakewalk, okay? And Israel's trying to push us into that right now. So we need to stay focused on this. This is very serious. Meanwhile, even more of the primaries have now been decided, not just in New York, but all over the country. The Democrat Socialist Party that's taken over the Democratic Party with Mondami as their kingpin is winning everywhere by huge margins. And it shows you who the Democrats are. So as bad as Trump's gotten in some ways, there are a lot of good Republican candidates. Just check each candidate, vote for him. Push Trump, who's not going to be running again, to do the right stuff. Don't get disengaged because, you know, Trump goes sideways. We're able to push him off a lot of this. Now he's on Israel's ass pulling away. That's good. Now they're talking about pulling out of the NDAA, the Section 224, where Israel takes over the military. We got to stay engaged. I see this talking point. Oh, you're a traitor. You're still with Trump. You're supporting him when he does good stuff. Damn right I am. That's idiotic not to. So it's very important, but I was realizing something during the break. I love hibiscus tea from the little cafe down the street. I haven't even eaten today yet. I've got my meatloaf and broccoli over here I'm going to eat once I get off air. And I slurped almost all the hibiscus tea down. It was just water and ice. And I thought, oh, I haven't taken my ultramethylene blue or my T3 iodine today, which I like. It may be better before if you just put it under the tongue, but I like a little cocktail, no alcohol, that I mix in. So I was sitting here putting my methylene blue, putting my T3 into it, and I went, oh, I need to take Masterpiece Zeolite. Now, Bigley has a great zeolite, you know, top brand zeolite. It's great, wonderful, detoxes, pulls out spike protein, cleans out the blood, cells, all of it. This is particular and patented and very special with all these studies that it adds this special C mineral group into it. So when the zeolite goes in and pulls toxins out, it replaces it with these minerals. And when I started talking to these guys, just by accident, like almost a year ago, they were here working out with us, friends with Sean Johnson and his connections with Rogan and all that. And I'm out exercising with these guys, and they were so smart about the New World Order and about all this stuff. And so I got involved. They said, just take this, gave me 4 or 5 bottles, see what it does for your dreams, see what it does, you know, for detoxing your skin, everything. And it sat there for months, you know, in my kitchen. I never took it. And then Sean's like, this stuff is so incredible, you got to take it. So I started taking it. This has changed my life. It is an incredible zeolite. I think the best out there. It's definitely special how it's replaced with these special minerals, patented scientists, doctors, all of this. It's incredible. So get masterpiece.com. When you use that URL, you get 10% off just by using that URL automatically off the price at getmasterpiece.com. And again, I just put a squirt of that. You know, I'm going to do 2 squirts because I forget. I was realizing, wait, it's Thursday. I've been taking this since Monday. And it doesn't taste bad, but it doesn't taste great. But I mix it in, a little bit of the tea and the other stuff, and it creates its own delicious cocktail. Oh, there's a lime in here I forgot to squeeze in. It came with a hibiscus. I'm going to squeeze this lime in there. And voila, ladies and gentlemen, so good for you at every level. And I just mix it all together, and then it goes down the hatch. Mmm. Woo, that's got a tangy taste to it. It's addicting. Get yours now at getmasterpiece.com, and it funds this operation and everything we do here. And yes, I'm in the fundraising mode because we have enough funds to operate. I want to hire more hosts. I want to hire reporters back. We got the bigger studios being built, and the products are great. We extended the sale of buy one bottle of methylene blue, get another one free, thealexshowstore.com until noon because it's getting low. More's coming in about a month, but it's getting ready to sell out. Also, the T3 is discounted 50% off. But the new sale running through Monday is bovine colostrum, buy one, get one free, and more. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. You're incredible. We have 5-star reviews on all these products, but the vast majority of you never go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and do it. All we're doing is fighting tyranny. All we're doing is having victory, but it takes funds to fight a war. Want to thank those that do support, want to encourage those that haven't. What are you doing? Come up to the plate. These products really work. I don't sell products that don't work. They're incredible. TheAlexShowStore.com. All right. I wanted to end the broadcast today by just going back to the Tucker Carlson interview, and the first 20 minutes of it was so powerful. The whole hour was powerful. And I want to encourage all of you to go to X, all of you to go to AlexJonesLive.com and find the interview if you missed it and share it, because it really was historic and the most hardcore Tucker ever. And then in 21 minutes from now, Harrison Smith, always loaded for bear with the latest news and developments, special guests and more, is coming in here to host the War Room Live, the new War Room, War Room Live, 3 to 6 p.m. And if you support us, you will see more hosts, more reporters, and so much more. And I'm counting on you. Thank you so much. So here is part of the historic Tucker Carlson interview and then the War Room with Harrison Smith.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're now into the third hour of this June 23rd Tuesday transmission. And Tucker Carlson is our guest for most of the hour. And I got to tell you, I don't gush over other guests. Tucker, you know, woke up from kind of being under neocon brainwashing 15 years ago. He was right about every other major policy, American patriot, kind of libertarian. But I've seen the process of him getting totally informed into levels even beyond much of my information on the globalist and the different power structures. And then the courage he has had to try to stop in the last year and a half going to full war with Iran, how vindicated he is, and many of us as well. But he particularly being called the new Hitler by all of the different neocon organizations, the powerful Israel lobby, who is openly in the NDAA trying to take over our military. Mark Levin talking about the beautiful marriage of our militaries and what is in Section 224. I mean, this is insane how brazen and crazy it is. You know, I know Tucker and I, up until about a year ago, we mainly focused on China trying to take over, the EU, or the left. And certainly those are big power blocks. But wow, what a time to be alive, Tucker. I know you don't talk about yourself, but man, you've got a lot of courage, buddy, because you're taking on one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful, mafias in the world.
Well, I don't think it's courage. I mean, courage is when you're afraid of something and you do it anyway. And all of us face that. And, you know, I'm always impressed by that. I'm not afraid at all. I don't know what I would be afraid of. I've just reached the age where I was not afraid. And the criticism of me is just not rooted in reality. I mean, if you were to criticize, as I always say, and I always think to myself, if you criticize someone in a way that's true, it's very hurtful. But if you say something that's like self-evidently ludicrous, it has just no effect at all. I mean, it's just it's a pillow fight at that point. I'm not a hater. I don't hate Jews. I don't even hate Israel. I'm disgusted by what Israel's doing. Israel's gone insane. But lots of countries go insane. Germany went insane in the 30s. America went kind of insane after 9/11. Like, good countries go crazy. Israel has gone crazy. I hope at some point they'll recover. They probably will. Most countries do. And that's not hate. That's just acknowledging reality. And so when people are like, you're a hater, you're a Nazi. No, I'm not, actually. I'm not insecure about it. I don't want to be defensive about it. I don't need to be defensive about it. So none of the criticism has any effect. I don't have any debt. I've got no investors. There's no way to really control what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is not bad. It's true. And it's animated by the spirit of truth. And I think by love. I want it to be animated by love. So like, no, it's been a really light lift. The only really upsetting thing is A, what's happening to other people, including you, where you had, you know, agencies of the federal government take your business away, slander you. They literally took InfoWars away from you with the help of, I think, the Justice Department. Like, that's shocking. Nobody defended you. So that's, I mean, as an American, that's extremely distressing to watch. By the way, congratulations for not being killed. You're still here doing a show. Thanks to Rumble. Amen. And the other upsetting thing is what's happened to Trump. Now, just to be clear, I'm really happy that he's accepted the loss. I'm sad about the loss, but there's nothing we can do, that we don't have any options as a country.
And you tried to avoid the loss and predicted.
He's taking the only available course to him. I think he's being realistic about it. He's pushed back against Israel. I support all of that. Good for him. But I'm sad that we got here in the first place. And as someone who supported Trump and campaigned for him and knew him well, and, you know, that I find that depressing. Really, it's been really depressing, actually. I finally snapped out of it. I feel better. But that's been, it's been a hard winter just to see that. But otherwise, I would say all is well. I feel cheerful.
Well, you more than anybody predicted the strait would be closed, the mullahs wouldn't fall, and it was a disaster. And for that, you got demonized. You got called low IQ. I was honored to be amongst the four people that Trump savaged a bunch. But notice now that we've been vindicated and proven right. Notice now that we've been vindicated and proven right that we're still the bad guys. But Mark Levin and all the rest of them are the good guys. Though I did see Trump last week say he's disappointed and lost respect for the Israel hardliners, meaning Netanyahu, because he didn't spoke about Netanyahu and the rest of those guys. What are they going to do now as it dawns on them that Trump is at least for now waking up to the fraud they sold him?
I think Trump, for whatever it's worth, it's my belief, and I haven't talked to Trump since February, so I don't know this, but I believe it. I think Trump knew almost instantly that he'd been had, that he'd allowed himself to fall for this lie that the Iranian government would collapse once we killed the Ayatollah. And when that didn't happen, he instantly blamed Israel. That's my view. And I think that's why he sent the Secretary of State out there to say we followed Israel into this. So I think Trump has known. He tried to bluff his way through it. He tried to intimidate the Iranians. Obviously, it didn't work. I think we're in a really dangerous place right now, because Israel is, for the first time maybe in my lifetime, legitimately threatened. And I say this as an opponent of the Israeli government, obviously a fairly well-known opponent of the Israeli government. But I don't want to see innocents die anywhere, including Israel, period. I believe in universal standards. It's always wrong to kill innocent people, including in Israel. So I'm not wishing their destruction, but I think they are in a very tough spot. And the problem for Israel is they've been talking for 50 years, my whole conscious life, about how they're on the verge of being destroyed. And that's always been a lie. But now you have an Iran that is a regional power. It's a global power. And it's not going to go away. And so Israel is in a place where domestically the country's gone crazy. They're convincing themselves that, you know, every crisis is an existential crisis. The only way out is to kill more people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then their great enemy suddenly becomes, paradoxically, ironically, way more powerful than it was when this war started 3 months ago. And so, like, where does that leave the Israelis? By the way, the United States is clearly going to begin the process, hopefully a short process, of distancing itself from Israel. We've got no choice. And they know that. The smart ones know that. So they're in a box. And in general, you don't want to put people in boxes. You don't want to corner them. people or animals because they do unpredictable things. And so I think Israel's a threat. Israel has one trump card. It's nuclear weapons. And you don't want to put Israel in a position where they feel they have no choice but to use those weapons. I think Israel's always been a lot closer to using nukes than any other country. I mean, we know that because they've said that. And I think they're now closer than they've ever been. So I'm not in charge of anything. I'm just a podcaster. But if I were running the U.S. government, I would, immediately distance myself from Israel, stop paying for their genocide, of course, on moral grounds. But I would also try to calm them down, because if they get too overwrought, really destructive things could happen. That's an absolute possibility. And anyone who says it's not a possibility is lying. It is a possibility. So I would be very concerned. I am very concerned about that.
Well, that was my next question. Is Israel's whipped itself into a frenzy, at least the Likudniks. I know our good buddy Ben Gurion has been making statements similar to the one Trump made when I said, okay, 25th Amendment Trump, if he really tries this or does this, when he said, right, tonight the civilization of Iran ends forever, never to return. The next day it'll be a smoking or glowing crater, nuclear weapons. He said, tune into Mark Levin. He says what I want to say. Mr. President, do what Harry Truman did. A-bombs, do it, hit them. So we had to come out and say, that's crazy. I did, you did. And we got, called low IQ. Great, who cares? No, we were actually high IQ. We were proven right. Now we hear nuclear talk by Israel. You've got all these horrible people and Israeli spies like Jonathan Pollard saying use nukes, hold us hostage using nukes. What do you now you've got Ben-Gavir last week saying we're going to burn all of Lebanon. He said yesterday all of Lebanon is ours. We're taking all of Lebanon. He's more powerful than Netanyahu in many ways. Why are they foaming at the mouth like this? We want Turkey. We want Egypt, greater Israel. Ben-Gavir looks like he's on 10 hits of ecstasy, like he's hallucinating on a power trip. Classic megalomania. And then this thing just moves forward. And we know Israel tends to double down, especially with the Likudniks. Now we have all these intelligence people and military over there saying, we need a new 9/11 to show America to get in line. Iran's about to do a new 9/11. Oh, yeah. We know who was heavily involved in 9/11. Clearly, the Likudniks, Israel, along with some of their own elements, bare minimum stand down, Building 7, the bombs in the buildings. So I'm really concerned that all Israel has left is nuclear blackmail and or a nuclear false flag or something like it to blame Iran. I really think that's on the table. What does Tucker Carlson think?
I think you're clearly right. I mean, they're saying it out loud, so we're not guessing. I mean, you just interpret their statements, which need very little interpretation because they're pretty direct statements. And I think they reflect reality. Israel feels that it's out of options other than something extreme. Moreover, this is not the beginning of the story. It's the end of a generations-long story. The buildup has been going for my entire life, and I'm 57, where Israel's solution to all problems outside its borders and often within its own borders is force, is killing people. We haven't killed enough people. That's why we're not at peace. And that's just a fundamental misread of life. Like, that actually doesn't work. It never ends well, ever, for anyone. Just as a practical matter, like, show me where that succeeded, that strategy has succeeded for a nation. It never has, and it never will. So they're under that misperception. The United States has allowed them to effectively govern the region, the Levant, that way, because we've paid for the whole thing and been their main defender, their really only defender on the international stage. And so we've allowed this spoiled child to get increasingly crazy and out of control. And now we're at the point of, very limited options. I think the only thing the U.S. government can do is to try and calm them down. And unfortunately, the one way that Israel is different from other countries is there is this myth, which is like a foundational myth in the country, that all criticism of Israel is blind hate. It's this thing called anti-Semitism. It's the original brain virus. It's always existed. And there's no rational basis to it at all. It's just people hate Israel because they hate all Jews. That's not true, obviously, but I think a lot of Israelis, probably the overwhelming majority of Israelis, believe that. They've been taught that since birth, and it makes them resistant to any kind of correction or advice from anyone else. It's like, well, you're not Israeli. You just hate me. And that's a kind of a dead-end way of thinking, but I do think that I know a lot of Israelis, they really do believe that. But I do think, to the extent the United States government can influence Israel, one is with the stick, which is funding. No mas. We're not going to pay for any more slaughter of civilians in Lebanon or Gaza or the West Bank. but also the carrot, which is, it's okay. Like, it would be helpful if somebody, Marco Rubio is a close friend of Israel, been supported almost exclusively by the Israeli lobby and the Cuban lobby. His entire political career, he's got a million friends there, including the prime minister. You'd think it would be helpful for the Secretary of State and National Security Advisor to go over to Israel and say, let's just tone it down a little bit. There will be a tomorrow. Like, you're talking yourselves into an apocalypse that doesn't need to happen. Like, please. You know, the kind of the helpful outsider offering perspective. You know, when you're some disaster happens in your life and your best friend comes over, your college roommate shows up to have a beer and says, it's going to be okay tomorrow. And that's like the pivotal moment. That's the beginning of recovery. No one has done that for Israel. And I don't know why, because it's in our interest to calm Israel down. Because as you just said correctly, it's not a conspiracy theory. They are kind of out of options other than to do something really crazy where lots of innocents die. And I don't see how that's good for anyone.
Well, let's also be clear, and you're the guy that really did the legwork. It's just true. I mean, people think I have energy. You're like three times what I see. It's in, you pop up everywhere. I saw, you know, all the former Mossad chiefs, most of their IDF heads, and they're also on Israeli news all the time. But the vast majority, I mean, like 98% of them, Michael Savage came on 8 months ago. He's pro-Israel. But he said, I know all these former intelligence heads and generals. They say Netanyahu's going to go for full war, greater Israel. It's going to get Israel destroyed. So it's not even like Israel's one monolith, but the Likudniks have been able to stay in control. And you're the guy that went and interviewed dozens of former intelligence heads and generals saying everything you're saying. But there's a news blockade of them on Fox and CNN. And the Democrats have acted like, you know, they're opposing this, but they've really been, you know, bought off by AIPAC as well. So your BB files are everything you do gets viewed, but this should have been some of the most viral stuff you ever did. The BB files are incredible.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I think that, well, first I would say that I don't think Netanyahu is the most radical person in Israel. In fact, I think probably in the political class, the ruling political class in Israel, Netanyahu is probably more on the moderate side. So the idea that the problem is Netanyahu is just not true. I wish it were true because it's easily fixable. You just, there's going to be an election fairly soon, get a new prime minister, the country calms down. No, the problem is much deeper than that. The problem is so deep, in fact, and this is not speculation, it is true. Mossad, which everyone despises and for good reason, I think, and is afraid of, definitely for good reason, is a moderating force on the Netanyahu government. So, for example, the Israeli strike on Doha, Qatar on September 9th, which was one of the craziest things Israel's ever done, strike America's closest ally in the region during a negotiation. Like, it was so out of bounds that even Trump complained about it at the time. Mossad sat that one out. They did not participate in that strike because they're like, whoa, 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 this is too crazy. Like, you're going to alienate our only remaining ally. But the Netanyahu government, which is not just Netanyahu, it's a coalition. It's a parliamentary system. There's a lot of different parties involved in that coalition. They push this. So what I'm saying is the radicalism on display where you have Israeli cabinet ministers openly calling for genocide, celebrating the murder of children, calling for nuclear strikes, like truly crazy behavior that even the North Koreans don't do. That is like deeply embedded in this ruling party, in the structure that controls the Israeli government. And so I don't really know.
They are definitely, the solution is. They're definitely radicalizing each other. And then Ben-Gavir, every time I see him beating up flotilla people, running around all crazy, making supervillain statements, that's like from a Marvel Comics cartoon or something. And I see this and I was like, if I was trying to destroy my country, I would behave like this, but I guess they've just whipped themselves into like a shark frenzy.
But that's what happens. This is what happened in 70 AD when the Romans, and really like the most vivid example of actual genocide in history. Exactly. The rebels against the Roman Empire. And it began several years before with these series of revolts, but there are a number of different factions, as you said, basically, and it's worth reading about. It was written about extensively at the time. But they radicalized each other. So there was a great deal of division within Jerusalem, like Jewish factions killing each other. Like they were not a united front at all. And partly because of that, they got wiped out by the Romans. But the effect was they couldn't reach any kind of reasonable compromise with the empire. And by the way, they were in a pretty good spot in the empire. They didn't have to have this happen to them, really. But they convinced themselves. And it's not just Jews who do this or Israelis or like lots of people. This is a human thing, by the way. We're all capable of this, in my opinion. But it certainly happened in Jerusalem before, almost 2,000 years ago. And I'm not saying I hope that doesn't happen now, obviously, but it's the same dynamic.
And I'm sure you know this because I've seen you talk about it. I'm interrupt. Yeah. Harrison Smith 6 months ago made a documentary, got tens of millions of views. When I did a show, prompted him to do it, showing dozens of clips of Netanyahu and other leaders saying, Rome beat us 2,000 years ago, destroyed our temple. We see the West as Rome, and that's actually our enemy. And then they write best-selling books about it. You talk about an old beef. So when you said last week, many people in Israel hate Europe, not just over Hitler, they literally see Europe as the original enemy. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I think it's in the Passover prayers.
Yes.
You know, resentment toward Rome, meaning Christian Europe. Of course. I mean, that's what the Bolshevik Revolution was about. It's what a lot of this turmoil is about. And it's not, you know, it's not everyone buys into this nonsense, but enough people do that it is a factor.
Years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created Methyl Drive and Power Plant. They can individually be taken.
Yes.
Or they can be stacked together with methylene blue. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken ultramethylene blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. More energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 into stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant. That's ultramethylene blue. Now, the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make.
We have the Power Plant bundle discounted. Power Plant, yes. Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it.
You guys really need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that Power Plant formula combined with the Methyl Drive and the Methylene Blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the Methyl Drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the Power Plant. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the Methylene Blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.